Blog Talk Radio.
I go if I have to go by myself. I'll go if I have to go.
Go by myself. Glory be to God. And you know, listen to that song, and I think about me. I'm a go. Don't nobody else go with me. But you know what? He went further than that. He not only said I'll go if I have to go by. He said if my mother don't go, if my father don't go, if my sister or my brother don't go, I'll go if I have to go by myself. So, you know, listening to that song, you think about it. There is nothing that can keep you from serving God. There is nothing that can keep you from running for Jesus. Nobody Amen. But you. You can't That's right. put your mother in front of him. You can't put your Yep. father in front of him. Glory be to God. You can't even Amen. Put your own children Amen. In front of him. He said, I'll Amen. Go if I have to go by myself. Well, by Glory my be to God. How many of us right now that can say we'll go? Glory, hallelujah.
on my script.
Nobody go with us. Hallelujah,
yes.
Jesus. I'm going if I have to go by myself.
By my
Hallelujah, Jesus. How many of us, hallelujah, can say
yes, Lord Jesus,
with the pureness and the sureness of our hearts that we are going if don't nobody else want to
go
with
us? Go with
hallelujah.
Me.
Because while we're going by ourselves, we're seeking the kingdom. We're seeking the
kingdom
of God.
Come
Lord,
on,
be the
come
God.
On now.
He said, I'll go, Lord.
I'll go if I have to go
by myself. Hallelujah, Jesus. And you look at us sometimes, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oftentimes, Brother D, oftentimes, Brother Phil, we have to go by ourselves.
Come on now.
Don't nobody want to go with us. Don't nobody want to have anything to do with us. Don't nobody want to
come
us
on now.
Because they don't want to be
tell
caught
it
up with
tell
Jesus.
It.
Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's when we have to say, I'll go if I have to go.
If
by
I have
myself.
To go by myself, by myself.
Hallelujah,
yes,
Jesus. That's
yes,
something to think about, hallelujah. When
yes,
I heard
yes,
the
yes,
song,
yes.
Hallelujah, I thought about Brother Isaiah.
Oh,
God, so how can I sin? Hallelujah.
He says,
hallelujah.
Send me.
Speak to my
people. Send me.
Brother Isaiah says, send me.
Send me.
I'll go. Glory be to God. That's how we have to be. We can't sit up and worry about somebody else. Hallelujah. If they don't want to go, hallelujah, that's on them. Hallelujah. He said, I'll go if I have to go by myself. Glory be to God. Woo, Jesus. I'll go if I have to go by myself. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for that soul, Brother Dawg. Hallelujah, because I can contest to that. I can attest to that soul. Hallelujah, Jesus. You can't worry about the mother, your father. They don't hinder you. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Don't worry about your love and your friend. Hallelujah. If they don't want to go,
got to go.
Don't hinder
go
me.
Go on.
I'll go if I have to go. Hey, glory, all by myself. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah,
hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
hey,
you.
Listen, I can praise him all by myself.
All by myself.
That's what I had to say in the church one day. Woo, you don't have to shout. I can shout by myself. I don't
shout,
even know why.
Shout by myself.
Glory be to God.
Thank
I can
you,
praise
Jesus.
Him all by myself. I'll go if I have to go. By myself.
By myself.
Oh, glory be to
yes,
God.
Yes, I will.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I do give honor to God today to each and every one here named by name.
Yes, sir.
I thank God for being here. I thank God for
yes,
being
sir.
God Almighty. I thank
yes.
God for being God all by himself. Hallelujah,
yes.
Jesus.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank God for each and every one that came
thank
out to hear us tonight. Glory.
Thank
I tell you, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Kind of fired up. I'm trying
thank
to calm
you,
down
Jesus.
So I can get the prayers, Brother B.
Thank
hallelujah,
you,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Stay fired up.
Thank you, Lord.
Stay fired up. You ain't got to calm down. You ain't got to calm down.
You
ain't got to calm down. Stay fired up.
Lord,
him, thank
Jesus.
You.
Yes.
Hey,
yes.
Glory.
You.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Name of Jesus.
Oh, when I think of all I go through. Hallelujah.
Sister Mary.
Sister Mary. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
Yes,
yes
Lord
sir.
Jesus.
Sister Mary, when you said that, they said, so when you said by yourself, you know what? I was talking to little Emily the other day, and she said, I've been trying to do it by myself, and I've been lonely and all that, and you just
by
come
myself.
On in today with that sermon by myself. So, Sister Emily, yes, you can do it by yourself. By yourself.
Thank yes,
you, Jesus. Yes.
Hallelujah, Lord. Jesus.
Yeah,
hallelujah,
yeah.
Hallelujah, Brother God.
She
you know what I asked you?
Yes.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
She can't hold it. She got to come in here now. Sister Mary, she's trying to come in here now. Sister Emily trying to come in here now. Sister Emily trying to come in here now. Come on.
I'm ready to do it by myself, man. I'm ready.
Yes.
Come on now.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Go ahead, Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yeah, it's just so good to hear y'all's voices. I haven't been on the last few weeks. I've kind of been dealing with some things, and, you know, I kind of get distance. And at that point, I like to just listen and absorb and get back to my reading. And that's literally what it takes. Praying is not enough. And I know I say the same thing all the time, but it's really not enough. You have to read. You have to stay in tune with the spiritual. Like, you have to.
Thank you, Lord.
And nobody can do it for you. You have to do it for yourself.
By yourself. Got me off mute tonight, Brother D. Brother Phil. Got me off mute. I got a happy over here.
Thank you,
I got a happy over here. I got a happy over here.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
I wouldn't serve a God for a dog that I couldn't feel.
Hallelujah.
By myself.
I couldn't
feel.
Hallelujah.
By myself.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
I'm a true
Lord.
You can't
go
do it by yourself.
You
praise the Lord.
Thank you while you can.
Yeah.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Let
him thank you,
Lord.
Yeah. I go if I have to go by myself. I'll go if I have to go by myself. If my mother, my father, my sister, or my brother, I'll go if I have to go
by
myself.
Thank you, Lord.
Very happy.
By myself.
By myself.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We serve an awesome God, family.
Yes, we do.
I think
yes.
I heard somebody
yes,
say a few minutes ago, I wasn't
yes,
sure I heard a God that I couldn't
yes,
feel
yes,
sometimes. Hey,
I
glory, hallelujah. Woo, glory.
Yes, sir.
Brother Tim.
I got you.
When
yes,
God,
sir.
I couldn't
yes,
feel
yes.
sometimes.
I want to touch
hallelujah.
My eye. Let me know that you got.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you, Lord.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
God
sister, when
God
comes to the
call,
God hallelujah.
Is pleased
yes.
with the praise
oh,
that we're offering.
Sister Mary. Sister Mary. I got Sister Mary,
yes.
Sister Mary,
yes,
I know
yes,
we haven't
yes,
did the prayer yet,
yes.
but I want to, Sister Mary, I know we ain't did the prayer yet, but I want to say one more thing, and I want to say it because I'm glad to see Sister Emily come back in. The reason I said that was, you know, I had concerns
praise
for God. Sister Emily because I said I ain't been seen on here lately when things going all right.
Yes,
I don't see her.
Hallelujah.
So I said we need to get her, she need to come back on here. Mm. Whether things going right or bad, she need to come on here. And the day this
that's
took,
right.
I come off mute. You know, I want you to come off mute. But when that song starts saying hey. By myself, I don't need to tell them
hallelujah.
Other guys to come over here and try to listen. I don't need to tell them to come over here and try to pray. Because if they don't come over here, I can do it by
woo.
Myself. Thank you.
By
myself.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, sir. I like
glory
that, dog.
Jesus.
I like that.
That's it, bro, dog. That's it.
Hallelujah.
I can serve him all by myself.
Oh,
I can praise him all by myself.
Hallelujah.
Yes, I can.
You hear that, Sister Emily?
Yes, I can.
Do you hear that, Sister?
I can
oh, Brother, God wants you to know you can do it all
mm-hmm.
by yourself. Hallelujah. Don't let your friends mm-hmm. hinder you. Hallelujah. Don't let
yes,
your loved
yes,
ones
yes.
hinder you. Hallelujah.
Yes,
but when
yes.
you get to heaven, you're going to watch them streets all by yourself. You're going to the judgment all by yourself. The one that hinders you won't be there to pull you back or to push you through. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hey, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Sister Mary.
Yes. Since you say
yes.
you can do it by
yes.
yourself, this is why you can do it. And Brother Tim got happy yesterday for this same song. I know we playing songs
oh,
today. I got to put it in here.
Time to close.
Yes,
to my journey. I'm too close. Turn back into a world of sin.
That's for you, sister. That's for you, Sister Emily. That's for you, Sister Emily. You're too close to turn back, dude. You're too close to turn back. If you don't believe it, I'm telling the truth. I called Sister Marion because I said, I'm worried about
thank
Sister
you.
Emily. She ain't been on the show. She been on there doing shit. I've been talking about you, Sister Emily. Ask Sister Marion. I called her because I said, you're too close to turn back. You're too close.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Sister Emily, it's a blessing to have somebody concerned about you.
Yes, it is.
And it's
yes,
not
it
so
is.
Much
yes,
about
is.
You, but it's concerned
yes,
about
it
your soul, Sister
yes,
Emily. You don't want
yes,
your soul to be lost. Glory, hey, glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, it is.
He said you're too close.
Yes.
You've been coming on the air, Sister Emily. You've been coming on with your scriptures. Hallelujah. Allowing God to open your mouth, hallelujah, and make you want him. Don't bag up. Don't bag
amen.
Up.
Amen. Amen.
Don't let nothing turn you around. Hallelujah. You got
that's
one song that says, say, I won't let nothing.
Nothing.
Turn me around.
Separate me.
Hey,
from the love
you
of
can't
God.
Let nothing turn you
Jesus.
Around. Whatever you go
nothing.
Through, Jesus can fix it for you. Hallelujah.
Yes, he will.
He
oh,
can
Lord,
bring you
he
through
will.
It. He can do it for you, Sister Emily. All you've got to do
yes,
is hear him. Listen to him. Give yourself to him. Glory
give
be to God.
Yourself to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That's
you're
it,
looking
that's
in the
it,
mirror. You'll
it.
See a brand new Emily.
Glory
Brenda.
Be to
God.
Oh, you hallelujah. Surrender yourself to the Lord.
Glory be to God.
You got to surrender. That's
hallelujah.
It. Surrender. Surrender
hallelujah.
To the Lord. And do his will.
You can't worry about the people in the streets. Can't worry about the so-called friend. He said, I'll go if I have to go.
By myself.
Hallelujah. Oftentimes we feel like we can't make it if we don't have somebody with us. That you're going by yourself. Hallelujah. You can make it. The only one you need is Jesus. You don't need nobody on this earth to pull you down. Because let me tell you something. When you are pulled down, when you're trying to serve God and they pull you back in the world, hallelujah, Jesus, they're trying to take you to hell with them. That's Satan's job. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is.
Hallelujah. And yes, my job is to pull you back to God. Brother, God's trying to pull you back to God. Hallelujah,
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Don't let nothing turn you around. Hallelujah. Well, they tell you, you can't make it to this end. Hallelujah. Yes, I can.
You have to turn me loose, man. Loose, man.
You're on fire, baby.
Hallelujah. Jesus. You can do it. You can do it.
Brother D. Put some water on it, Brother D. Brother Tim.
Yes, the Lord moves.
And Sister Emily, you don't realize how many people be pulling for you to do good.
In the name of Jesus.
I got a song, Brother Tim, just sent me to play for you. I'm going to see if I get it downloaded for the show. But Sister
Emily, you know what song I like.
Well, we ain't talking about your song. We ain't talking about your old song. My testimony. We ain't talking about that.
I'll never play it.
We got some new stuff.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Don't let nothing turn you on.
Nothing.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory hey, glory. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you, I'm praising and praying for family. Hallelujah. I can't stop praising it. Hallelujah. Because the soul said I'll go if I have to go by myself. Hey, hallelujah. Then I heard Devo talk about it, so I've been running for Jesus. I got to run.
Run on, see what the end is going to be.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I know we got to have prayer. Hallelujah. But God just want us to praise him right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. You know, oftentimes people are afraid to open their mouth and say hallelujah. That's it. Hallelujah, Jesus. But I'm not ashamed. Don't open my mouth and say, hallelujah. That's the highest glory. Yes, it is. You get the hallelujah, God. You know it. The Spirit of God have you wrapped up, tied up, and tangled up in it.
Tangled up in his love.
Hey, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, hallelujah. Thank you for being with us tonight, Sister Emily. Thank you, Jesus.
It is indeed a blessing to have somebody to be concerned about your soul. And Brother Dawg is concerned about your soul. We're all concerned about your soul, Sister Emily, because we don't want your soul to be lost. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
It never will be. That'll never happen with me. My whole thing is I put everyone else's wants and needs before my own, so it just wears me down sometimes, but I know I need to continue to do that. That's how Jesus was. He put people before himself, but I also have to find the balance to care for myself as well, you know?
Oh, Jesus. We can't let ourselves get caught up in anything that will separate us from the love of God.
Amen.
Brother D,
Amen.
Will you give us a prayer right now? Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory
in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes, she says, I'll go if I have to go by myself.
Yeah.
Word of God says, I'll let nothing separate
nothing.
Me.
Hey.
From the love of God.
Thank you, Lord.
Nothing. That's what the Bible. I tell them all the time, there's nothing we can encounter on this earth that God hadn't already spoken of in his word. Harvey said, I'll go if I have
I'll
to go. By
yeah.
myself.
By yeah.
my man, woman, boy, girl. That's how we got to be. We got to be steadfast in God's word.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Smash you by your heads. Give God your heart. Give
thank
God
you
your
Lord.
Ear.
Hallelujah.
And pray.
I'd like to move on.
Just like going okay. by yourself. Come on, brother. Come on.
No, no, excuse me. I made a mistake. I'm trying to help Tim out. My brother, I apologize. I did that. I messed it up by myself. I messed it up by myself.
Hey, by myself. We don't apologize for the love of God. Amen. We're going to whisper
Amen.
A word of prayer to the Lord, that the Lord will come in and bless
on,
the day as we know he can. And we
on,
know
man.
He will. Father God, we come to you this evening. Father, we come to the throne of grace just to tell you thank you, Lord. We want to thank you, Father, for not for what you're about to do, but for what you've already done in our lives. We
yeah.
want to tell you thank you, Father, for how you watched over us all night long while we slumbered and slept. And then you blessed us, Father,
yeah.
that your angels touched us with the fingertip of love. And as we arrive early in the morning, we were able to find our families doing well. And we just want to
yeah,
say thank
yeah.
you, Lord. Knowing that last
Hallelujah.
Night could have been our last night. Knowing that we could have
yeah.
woken up and or not woken up and someone could have found our bed being our death bed. But we're so thankful, Lord, that you
yes.
saw fit to allow our golden years to roll on a little while longer. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Father, we love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We know that you first loved us.
Yeah.
You loved us so much, Father, that you allowed your son to come. That he hung, bled, and died. I want a place
yeah.
called Calvary for my sin. Paid a price, Lord, that I couldn't pay. And we just want
yeah.
to tell you thank you for it. Lord, we
thank
want to tell
you
thank you. And we want to let you know, Lord, that we're going to serve you until the day we die. We're on
oh,
the road.
Yeah.
And can't turn around. You said in your word, Father, that the road to damnation was wide, and many would find their way in. But you said the road to salvation was narrow, and few find it there. But yet you said that there was room. You said, come unto me, all that are heavy laden. Father, you said you would give them rest. We
oh.
pray right now, Lord, that those that are listening, Father God, those that are listening to us, that just allowing the world to hold them back, allow them to, even if they may not even know within themselves, but that they're being ashamed to own you. We pray that you would touch them right now. Touch
yeah.
them, Lord, in a way that only you can. Let them know, Lord, that the road they're on is the road to damnation.
Thank you.
Let them know, Lord, that you are the way, the truth, and the light. In the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
We love you, Lord. We pray, Father, that you will bless the service today.
Yeah.
That you will bless it in a way that only you can, Lord, that no one could do what you can do. That you are God and God all by yourself. Touch today.
All by yourself.
Let the words that the speaker speak, let it fall on ears that would hear. For you said in your word, Father,
yes,
those that have
yes.
ears to hear, let them hear. Let them hear what yeah. the church is saying. We pray, Lord, that it will fall on ears today that want to hear your word.
Yeah.
And that they will
oh,
get
yeah.
up running to tell someone, to tell someone, to tell
yeah.
someone that I met a man called Jesus. I met a
come
man
on,
that knew all about me. I met a man
yeah.
that could
heal what I couldn't heal myself. I met a man that could help me along the way. I met a man that would give me guidance when I didn't know which way to turn. I met a man that could mend my hurt hearts. And I just want to tell you, thank you, Lord. Father, I've been on this road a long time, and I'm not tired yet. I'm going to run on and see what the end going to be.
Yeah.
Ooh, thank you, Lord. Bless right now, Lord. Bless right now. Touch those that are sick, Lord. Touch those that are sick. Let them know that you still God. Touch those that have lost loved ones. Let them know that you still God. Let them know, Lord, in the pardon of their hearts that you make no mistakes, Lord. That if you call someone home, it's within their will. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Touch, Lord.
Thank you.
In a mighty way.
Thank you.
Bless right now. Father, we thank you for giving Sister Emily the nerve and the courage to come on back home. We look at her, Father, like you did in the prodigal son. You said, I was once lost, but now we're found. We pray that you would touch her heart, Lord, touch her mind. Give her more strength. Give her more understanding of your word.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus. Father, these blessings among men, and we ask in your darling son, Jesus' name. Lord, thank you.
Thank you.
You're showing
out,
in the name of Jesus, we pray.
Thank you, Lord.
Showing out, brother. You're showing out, brother.
Let our hearts say amen.
There you go.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hey.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, yes.
Ooh, thank you.
You showed out, brother. Thank outstanding
God.
Prayer. Poor Sister Mary said,
you,
outstanding
thank
prayer.
Thank you.
Poor Sister Mary said, I got to, y'all got me fired up today. Y'all, I was a little down today. Y'all got me fired up today. I'm fired up today. I'm fired up today.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
He will. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord.
No. That you are God.
God is calling us back into his soul. Glory be to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. All we got to do is just walk on in.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Once again, I thank God.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you for healing.
Trying to calm down a little bit.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. God is able. God is able.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hey, glory. Hallelujah. You hear me, Sister Emily? That just popped in my mind. Hallelujah. God is able. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's able to save the sin sick soul. Hallelujah.
Yes, he is.
He's able to keep us. Hallelujah. God is able.
Keep
and you know what? Not only is he able, but he won't fail. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes.
He will not fail.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank God for this day. And it's funny. Hallelujah. It's funny. I couldn't study all day, but it's funny. That the service began this voice assembly and you're here. Praises be to God. Hallelujah. Brothers, I've been praying for you. We've been praying for you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. That you get a hold, catch a hold to Jesus and don't break that hold. Don't break that. Hallelujah.
God, I've been reading every day.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory be to God. We're going to talk today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Brother Tim, are you with us today? Hallelujah. Glory.
Thank you,
Lord.
Yes, I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying it.
Praises be to God.
And I know God is pleased.
Today? Oh, yes. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. We're going to talk a little bit today on oppression. And I thank God because I couldn't study. Hallelujah. But then this evening, he began to give me what he wanted me to say. Sister Emily, Listen, there are different kinds of oppression. Glory be to God. There are different kinds. You got abuse that oppresses you. Hallelujah. People abuse you to keep you down. Hallelujah. You got brutality. People can be very brutal to you. See, abuse can go mentally or physically. Brutality is mostly physical. People do whatever they can do to keep you down. Cruelty. And you know, as I speak on these things, I know that all of us have been through some form of oppression. Some form. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And you know what? God can bring us out of it. Domination. People dominate you. Don't even let you have a mind of your own. They are thinking for you. They are talking for you. They are doing what you're supposed to do and keep you so oppressed that you can't get up and do it for yourself. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Injustice. People treat you so bad. Hallelujah. There's no justice. There's no way you can turn. Hallelujah. To get help. But see, the good thing about all of these things, we can always turn to who? We can turn to Jesus. Drugs. Form of depression. Keep you down. Get you so wrapped up and tied up in it till you can't shake it. Drugs cause you to us to be prostitutes. Drugs cause us to be thieves. Drugs cause us to be abusers ourselves. Things that got us so wrapped up and caught up in it that we can't shake it loose. It have us oppressed and we don't have the strength, the faith, or even the voice to talk to God, or even the mind to talk to God, to try to overcome depression, oppression. Glory be to God. And God does not want to live in oppression. Why don't he want us to live in oppression? Think about it. When God sent Moses over to Egypt to tell Pharaoh to let my people go because they were being oppressed. They were treated as slaves. They were in the field. They were making bricks. They were doing everything. And the ones that was over them treated them so severely, they had compassion.
Tell it.
They abused them. Hallelujah. They were treated that they wouldn't even let them rest. God looked upon his people and he told Moses, he said, go down to Egypt and tell Pharaoh to let my people go. Hallelujah, Jesus. Listen, I'm saying this. See, we are God's people. We don't have to be oppressed by anything or anyone. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. See, somebody down there in Egypt was praying to God.
Somebody down there in Egypt was praying on the Lord.
Hallelujah. That's the same thing that was happening to us when we was in slavery. Hallelujah. When our ancestors was in slavery, somebody knew how to moan. Hallelujah, Jesus. Somebody, hallelujah, knew how to call on it. Call on the master.
that if a person didn't know how to pray or what they needed to pray about or for, they began to say,
Hallelujah.
Did I have somebody say, yeah. Now, Lordy, have mercy, Lord.
Come on,
baby. Lord. Mm-hmm. You know, when you don't know what to pray about, the Spirit will make intercession for you. Hey, glory.
Yes, yes,
he
will. Yes, yes.
Hey, glory be to God. Hallelujah. See, when we're out in the street, be we man or woman, glory, hallelujah, Jesus. Liquor, hallelujah, don't have to keep us oppressed. Hallelujah. We set up and we worry about our loved one, Brother D. Our loved one is on drugs. We so oppressed because we can't help them. Because they are pressed, they're pulling us
come
down.
On, yes,
glory
yes,
be
yes,
to God, be to God. Hallelujah. So God told Moses, he said, go down in Egypt. See, God could have did this thing himself, brothers and sisters. Do you hear me? God could have did it without Moses. But see, God's power has to be shown so people will know who he is. So he told Moses, I want you to go down. Hallelujah. And tell Pharaoh to let my people go. I hear Moses saying to God,
let them go. That don't
Lord,
speak
I can't talk.
Yeah.
I got an impediment in my tongue.
Yes, he
hallelujah.
Did. Yes, he did.
You don't have to tell God that he already know it. But he also know who he want to send. Moses should have just been like Isaiah and said, send me, I'll go. But Moses wanted to let God know I'm not where I'm supposed to be. I can't talk the way that I need to talk so that they would understand me.
Do they understand
hallelujah.
And believe me?
Glory be to
yes,
God. Hallelujah. God wanted Moses to bring his children out of oppression. But God said to Moses, he said, Aaron, your brother, speak very well.
Yes, he did.
But see, the commission was not for Aaron, but it was for Moses. Hallelujah,
Moses.
Jesus.
Come on.
Glory
come
be.
On. Now.
See,
yes.
Moses is the one, hallelujah, that God had anointed to go down into Egypt. Moses was the one that God was going to do the work through, going to show signs and wonders. Hallelujah. And see, even today, brothers and sisters, God is sending his minister, his preacher, hallelujah, to tell the people, to bring the people out of oppression. See, you can't go to church if you're wrapped up and tied up in a whole lot of sin. You can't go to church because you're so caught up. Satan got you so caught up in him, and you're so oppressed that you don't even have the strength to put one foot in front of the other and begin to walk to Jesus. But see, when you try to make it to Jesus, our Bible tells us God said, if you make one step, he said, I'll make two.
You make
glory
two.
Be to God. But we got to let him see that we want to make that step, that we want to get to know him. We want to be saved. We want to come out the world. We don't want to be tired of, hallelujah, and everything, hallelujah, that is against the will of God. We want to go to heaven. Hallelujah. We don't want to go to hell. Hallelujah, Jesus. You got to get like the song. Said, I'll go if I have to go.
If I have to
by
go
myself.
By myself.
Glory be to God. See, not only was the children of Israel in oppression, you got several in the Bible that was in oppression. Now you look at Brother Joseph. Joseph, when his brother sold him off to Egypt, hallelujah, look at God. They put him under Pharaoh. Hallelujah. So Pharaoh would be his master. But being a child of God, let me tell you something. When you are a child of God, I don't care how the world look at you. I don't care how they talk about you. They can see the Spirit of God that dwells within you. Glory be to God. But God bless Joseph. Hallelujah. That Potiphar found favor in him. See, this is what God do. Hallelujah. Potiphar found favor in him and put him over his whole household. Now, Potiphar didn't even know what was going on in his house, but Joseph knew everything because he kept an account of everything. But then you look at it. Just when you think everything is going to be all right. See, he already escaped the wrath of his brothers. Their plan was to kill him. But God said no. See, I don't care how bad we want to hurt somebody. If God say no, you can't lift a finger. Glory be to God. God used the older brother Reuben to save Joseph. He's our brother. Let's not kill him, but let's throw him in his hole. But then, Egyptian came back and they stole him. But look at God. Joseph going about his business, taking care of Potiphar's business, his house. But look, the devil always got a wrench in the plan, got something to throw you off.
Yes,
when you think you got it made, hallelujah, say, the devil said no. No, you don't have it made because I'm not going to give you any peace. Glory be to God. Pharaoh, Potiphar's wife, hallelujah, did everything she could to get Joseph to sleep with her. Hallelujah. But Joseph, being a man of God, refused to sleep with her.
Man of God.
Okay. So she caught him one day by his coat. Bible called it a cloak. Caught him by his cloak. Asked him to sleep with her. Glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. The NIV, 89. But he refused. He said, with me in charge of all of my masters, my master does not concern himself with anything in this house. Everything he owns, he has entrusted it to me. Then he said in verse 9, no one is greater in this house than I am. My master has withheld nothing from me except you. Because you are his wife, how then can I do such a wicked thing and sin against God? Glory be to God. And she knew that that point, that was the final answer. So what did she do? Look at Satan working with Potiphar's wife. She told, hallelujah, the guard. She told her husband that Joseph practically raped her because she refused him. Hallelujah. So what did Potiphar do? He put him in oppression. He put him in jail. See, you, glory be to God, you can be treated badly sometimes when you try to do the right thing. The right thing, Brother D, gets you in trouble.
Yes, it will.
That's from trying to do the will of God, doing what God say do. Glory be to God. Now I'm fixing to jump a little bit to an entirely different person because I want you to see how Satan oppresses God's people. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now, we all know that Jezebel did not like Elijah at all. She didn't like him because she knew he was a man of God. And she tried to get her fake God and Elijah God to walk side by side. Elijah wasn't going to have it and God wouldn't either. There is no way. How can you set up and take the living God and compare him to something you done made to worship yourself? You can't do it. See, the living God is a God that lives, a God that breathes, a God that moves, a God that blesses. But your phony God,
I would say the living God,
that you serve, what can he do for you?
Come on, Bill. Come on, Bill.
Glory be to God.
Yeah.
Now listen, after Elijah proved to Baal's prophet that Baal was nothing but a piece of a lump of clay or a salt
yes,
in your mind,
yes,
hallelujah, after he proved that, after Baal couldn't even rain down fire, but look at our God. Look at the living
yes,
God.
Sir.
Not only did he tell him to wet the sacrifice over and over, it filled up the trench all around it.
Yes,
but look at our God.
Yes.
Look at the living God, the God that we serve today. Rain fire down to heaven and licked up the water, even the water in the trenches.
Yes.
Burn
right.
up the sacrifice. Hallelujah. While the prophets of Baal was crying and cutting themselves, calling on Baal, Elijah didn't have to do nothing but call upon the living God. And God moved for him. Glory be to God. Now look at Ahab, King Ahab, the king that had no power because all his power was in his wife. Didn't have nothing to say about nothing. Didn't have no strength. His wife had oppressed him, and he didn't even know it. Didn't even realize. He went back and told Jezebel everything that Elijah had done. Brother Dog, please bear with me because I didn't write this. I just need to read me a couple of verses. Glory be to God. So now on 1 Kings 19, 1 through 4, and Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done and whither how he had slain all the prophets with the sword. Glory be to God. Then Jezebel sent a messenger unto Elijah saying, so let the gods do to me and more also, if I make not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time. Glory, she's going to make him miserable. And when he saw that, he rose and he ran for his life because he was afraid of her. He was afraid. Glory be to God. And see, now we all know Elijah was one of the most powerful in the Bible. Glory be to God. But he feared for his life. See, let me tell you, when you're doing God's will, Satan is right there on your track trying to destroy you.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Don't have a job.
And this is what he was doing to Elijah.
Mm-hmm.
Now listen, Elijah had already prophesied. Now listen, I want you to really hear this, because exactly what he prophesied, you're going to find it's exactly what God did. Okay. Ahab said to Elijah, this is 21st chapter, 20 through 23. Mm-hmm. And Ahab said to Elijah, "Hast thou found me, O mine enemy?" And he answered, "I have found thee, because I have sold thyself to work evil in the sight of the Lord." Now, this is a prophet. What he spoke, no matter what it was, came to pass. And he said, "Behold, I will bring evil upon thee, and will take away thy prosperity, and will cut off from Ahab him that pitches against the wall, and him that is shut up and left in Israel." He said, "And will make thine house like the house of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, and like the house of Baasha, the son of Ahijah, for the provocation wherewith thou hast provoked me to anger and made Israel to sin." Then he said, "And Jezebel also spake the Lord, saying, the dog shall eat Jezebel there by the wall of Jezreel." Glory, hallelujah. He said, "Now him that dieth of Ahab in the house of the dog shall eat, and him that dieth in the field shall the fowls eat." Now this is the prophecy of God's prophet, Elijah. Elijah. But see, I want to get to this point because Elijah was so distraught about what Jezebel said. He was afraid. So he ran for his life. He admitted he was afraid. Now, this prophet that God did everything, he showed that he was afraid. That let us know, yes, we can fear, but we still got to have that trust in God. So what he did, he went, ran, and he hid. And he hid under a juniper tree. Glory be to God. Just give me a minute. Let me get, because I want to get everything, because I want you all to understand it is nothing wrong with being afraid. Nothing. There's nothing wrong with being afraid. But we got to, in our fear, we still got to have our faith in God. See, Jezebel was scared. Elijah sent him a message saying, "So let the gods do to me and more, if I make not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time." So he rose up to hide himself. So he went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a juniper tree. And he requested, now listen at this, for himself. He requested for himself that he might die. At this point, he was tired. He was tired of being oppressed by Jezebel. He was tired of fighting Jezebel. He had been fighting her for the longest. But let me tell you something, brothers and sisters, Satan is evil. And he don't care how you feel. If he can't take you away from God, then he do what he can to destroy you. And he requested for himself that he might die and said, it is enough. Now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am not better than my father. Glory be to God. He slept, and God sent angels to take care of him, to feed him, to give him water. Then the last day the angel came, that's the second or third day, came and gave him meat. He say, this meat is meant for your 40-day journey. You notice everything about Jesus is 40 days. For your 40-day journey. So he went and hid himself in a cave. But in that cave, he talked to God. The first thing he heard was an earthquake. He thought it was God, but that wasn't God. Then he heard the wind real strong. He thought it was God, but that wasn't God. Finally, he heard a soft voice. And that soft voice was God. See, God was, you know what, the blessing was. Abraham told God he was tired. He didn't want to go through this mm-hmm. no more because mm-hmm. he had oppressed his spirit and he couldn't take no more of it. He did not want to take no more of it. So that's why he told God he wants to just die and be at peace. And you know what God did? God told him to go to Elijah, for he will take your place. Look at God. You know God loves that man. He asked to die. He did everything that God told him to do. He was tired of being oppressed by Jezebel. So he said, no more. This is it. Glory be to God. And you know sometimes we get that way. You still got people to get that one. Lord, I just want to die. I'm tired. God said, go and get Elisha to take your place. And you know what? He didn't argue with God. He was happy with God's decision to do as he had prayed and asked him to do. Because God seen all the things that he had went through. God saw it all. Glory be to God. He saw it all. So he told him, go get Elijah. Because he will take your place. And what did Elijah do? He went to get Elijah. He threw his cloak on Elijah. And Elijah said, can I go back and have spent a little time with my mother and father, and then I will come and find you? And that's what he did. He went and spent time with his mother and father, and he went to follow Elijah because Elijah had to teach him before he left to replace him. He needed to teach him. God needed somebody that could handle the power that he gave Elijah. Elijah had a lot of power. And he couldn't just take that power on anybody because anybody wouldn't know how to handle it. But Elijah knew the prophecy that Elijah had made about Jezebel. Elijah said, glory be to God. God had sent Elijah to, Jehu, and to anoint him Elijah said, you go find him, call him in a room to himself, and anoint him. And when you anoint him, he said, take the box of oil and pour it on his head and say, thus says the Lord, I have anointed the king over Israel. Then he opened that door and he ran. Glory be to God. That's what Elijah told him to do. After you do that, you run. So what he did, he arose, he went in the house after he had found him. They went in the house. Jehu went in the house with him to talk to him. But what he did, he went to the house and he poured the oil on his head, said unto him, thus said the Lord of Israel, I have anointed thee king over the people of the Lord and even over Israel. Now look now, I'm going to show you how God's going to do what his people asked him to do, the ones that steadfast and unmovable. He said, and then thou shalt smite the house of Ahab thy master, and I may avenge the blood of my servant, the prophet. You know, Jezebel had killed a lot of prophets. And the blood of the servant of the Lord at the hand of Jezebel. Okay, for the whole house of Ahab shall. And see, this is God will fight your battle when you have taken all you can take. And Elijah had took all he can take. He said, I will cut off from Ahab him that pissed against the wall and him that is shut up and left in Israel. And I will make the house of Ahab like the house of Jeroboam. Now, see, this is a prophecy that he had given Elijah. And Elijah is taking it on. The son of Nebat and like the house of Baasha and the son of Ahijah. And the dog shall eat Jezebel in the portion of Jezreel, and there shall be none to bury her. And he opened the door and he fled. Now listen, and I'm reading this because I want you to see how serving God, yes, you might get depressed, oppressed. You might go through some stuff. You will go through some serving God, how he will bring you out. He will bring you out exactly the way he told you he would do it. So when Jehu came to Jezreel, Jezebel heard of it, and she painted her face and tied her head and looked out at a window. I don't know if she was disguising herself or if she was trying to look pretty for somebody. But now we all know that Jezebel was a murderer, she was a prostitute, and she was evil. She like she didn't like Elijah no more than she liked Elijah. Okay? And she was looking out the window, and Jehu entered in at the gate, she said. She asked him a question, has Zimri peace? Who slew his master? He lifted up his face to the window and said, who is on my side? Who? And there looked out to him two or three eunuchs. And he said, throw her down. So they threw her down, and some of her blood was sprinkled on the wall and on the horses. And the horse trod on her. He trod her underfoot. But now listen to the prophecy come to pass. And when he had come in and did eat and drink, he said, go now, curse woman and bury her, for she is a king's daughter. They went to bury her, but they found no more of her than the skull and the feet and the palm of her hand. Glory be to God. So that shows you when you are a child of God, yes, you will be oppressed. You will have problems. But you look at it. Elijah was so oppressed. He was so tired. He was so beat down from fighting with that wicked, evil demon that he said, this is it. I had enough. I want to die. And God knew he was serious. And God loved Elijah. Don't you know that Elijah got a place with God in heaven? Glory be to God. Elijah ran by himself. You did not hear of nobody with Elijah until Elisha, when God told Elisha to go and get Elijah to go get Elijah so he could take his place. Well, Elijah had to teach Elijah. So he was by himself all this time. But he was doing the will of God. Let me tell you something. Let me show you how powerful Elijah was. He would raise the dead and heal the sick. And this was before the Holy Ghost. Some other people, glory be to God, the Holy Ghost was in them even back then. But they was God's chosen one. Because Elijah raised the widow's son. Look what he told the widow. He said, go and make a cake for me first. He said, I only have a little food, a little meal for me and my son to eat our last supper and die. But he said, make me one first. And she was obedient. She was obedient. She went and she made him one first. And her oil and her meal never ceased. It never ran dry. That's what God did for you. Glory be to God. This man was a true man of God. I heard one preacher say because he used to go to this lady's house and he would stay up in her loft, not with her. The one preacher said he was sleeping with her. You know what? Our minds are so messed up until we try to put people in our place doing the things that we do. Glory be to God. So we have to be careful. Do you hear me?
Yes.
When we set up and let Satan put all the junk and mess in our mind, we need to open our mouth and say, I rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. You will not put all this untruth in my mind. Lord, hallelujah. So I thank God, hallelujah, for this service on today. They had no idea, brother and sister, what God had for me today. But you know, I learned one thing. Whatever God has for me, if I can't get nothing, I know he's going to do it. And I know I'm going to open my big mouth and I'm going to get it like he wants me to do. And I thank God for today. And it was a blessing that I spoke on oppression, and I didn't get that to this evening. Sister Emily, do not let nothing and nobody oppress you. Call on the Father. Glory be to God. If you don't know how you need to pray, just begin to moan. Glory, hallelujah. I'm going to tell you, I moan sometimes. Hallelujah. I can't get my thought right. I can't get my word right. But I began to moan because I know the Holy Ghost makes intercession for me. See, Jesus understands every word you're saying when you moan, even though you don't understand. Jesus understands every word that you say when you moan. He makes intercession for us. So let us be encouraged. Don't let us get caught up in a whole lot of stuff and can't come out of it. Because Jesus will work it out. And I thank God for this day. And at this time, I'm going to ask Brother Tim, glory be to God, Brother Tim. I'm going to ask you to pray. Glory, hallelujah. I close in prayer.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we just say thank you for your spirit. We thank you for your love. We thank you for this hour. We thank you for being our God. And we thank you most of all for allowing us to be your people, your servants, Lord. And we just say thank you for a hallelujah good time. We pray that we have pleased you today, Lord, in worship. And we just say thank you for the word. And then we thank you that you left it on record for us. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we love you because you first loved us. We thank you right now, Lord. We ask that you continue to bless us and keep us and strengthen us, regulate our minds and our hearts. And Lord God, in the name of Jesus, bless every person at the sound of our voice, all those who are on Lord, listening, that they would allow you to saturate their heart with your mind, with your, saturate your their minds and their hearts and stuff with your word, Lord. Father God, we just love you and we thank you. Hallelujah. Yes, we give you the highest praise because you're worthy to be exalted. We thank you right now, Lord. We just ask that you continue to keep this show strengthening, that someone always will be helped, Lord God, and continue to bless Brother Dog and Brother D and Brother Eric, all of us who strengthen us, Lord, while we need to worship and praise you. And touch little Emily with the fingertip of love, God. Continue to mold and shape her the way you would have her to be, Lord God. Bless those who are bereaved and sick and shut in, Lord God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just ask that you give us comprehension and revelation of your word. We thank you right now, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. And if we have to go by ourselves, Lord, we're going to go by ourselves and we're going to worship and praise you. We thank you right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Continue to allow us to stand up and be able to dust ourselves off. We bless you right now, Lord. In Jesus' name, there's power, healing, salvation. Everything we need is wrapped up in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Back to you, Sister Marion. Back to you.
Amen, amen. I just want to say a word or two for a couple of people. Always ask for prayer, which is a blessing. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of your son, Jesus, I bring our brother Tatum before you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, just give him strength, Father God. Just give him strength, give him peace, Father God, and keep your love and protective arms around him and let him know everything is going to be all right. Father God, bless brother and sister Fan, two beautiful, beautiful, beautiful people. Father God, give them strength. Father God, these are your people that love you. Father God, bless their coming in and bless their going out. Father God, keep them covered in the blood of Jesus. And Father God, whatever they set their mind to do, bless them to be able to do it in Jesus' name. Father God, we ask you to bless Sister Gina, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you made her and you know all about her. Father God, strengthen her. Touch her body, Father God. Bless all of their families, God. Father God, and bless each and every one that hear us tonight at the sound of my voice. Strengthen them. Keep them covered in the blood of Jesus. If there's a sickness about them, Father God, we ask you to touch and heal right now in the name of your son, Jesus, Father God, for we know you're able. We thank you. We claim it, Father God, for you said to ask anything that we want from you in Jesus' name. You said you'll do it, and Father God, I ask you in Jesus' name. Father God, we just thank you, Father God, for all things. Father God, and just to say a quick prayer for Brother Dog. Continue to strengthen him, Father God. Father God, continue to bring him in. Father God, not only is he concerned for himself, but he's concerned for other people's souls. Father God, and we know you're able, Father God, we ask you to save him, sanctify him, fill him with your precious Holy Ghost, God. Father God, and bless him, anoint him higher. Father God, and we thank you, Father God, for Brother D, Brother Tim, Father God. Father God, strengthen them, Lord. Father God, keep them covered in the blood of Jesus. Father God, bless them to be what you have them to be. Father God, I Truly, I thank you. I praise your holy name, for you are worthy. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen and thank God. Glory be to God. I just want to say I thank each and everybody that came out tonight. Just thank all of you. You know, it's you all that make this show, and it's you all that just make my spirit soar, and I just thank God for that. And we ask you to be with us again next Wednesday night, same time, same channel. We ask you to be with us on Tuesday night, same time, same channel with Brother D in the prayer hour. And we just thank you. And just remember, this show tonight is a time for reflection. Anything that you want to know, anything you need to ask, we're here for you. We're here, and we can spiritually put our arms around you and tell you God loves you.
Amen.
Thank you for all things in Jesus' name. Back to you, Brother Dawg.
Well, before we go, Sister Mary, and I want to tell, you know, normally you send me them songs, and boy, I swear, a couple of them songs I done got attached to. And believe it or not, Sister Mary, some of them songs you sent me were so old, they were so old they wouldn't play. They had to remaster them. But I still got them do another way. But Tim House just sent me a song, of course, just like him and Brother B, while I'm on this show. So I like to listen to the songs so I can know what's going on with them. But Brother Tim sent me a song, and he said it was for Brother Emily. I'm going to play the song. I haven't listened to it, so I'm going to play the song. And if I play the song, if Brother Tim want to speak during this song or after the song and tell us what it means, he can. I don't know how the song sounds, but I'm just going to play it because he requested it.
Okay, but before you start this song, Brother Dawg, I sent you those songs after he liked the old songs that has meaning. And that's
and
why
I got
I
all
sent
the songs. Every song you sent me, Sister Mary, I got it. I told you I love it. I got them. Even though your writing is
praise God.
Your writing is pretty good. Your writing
awful.
Is pretty good, but I'll tell you about it later, though. I'll tell you about it later.
Okay.
I got them all.
Okay.
This is not a time to get distracted. And this is not a time to go off course. This is not a time to lose your focus. Got a word for you for the Lord. And you cannot afford to lose your way. You come too far from where you start.
Brother House, you want to explain that song, Brother House, Brother Tim? You want to explain that song if you don't mind?
Well, dog, if it was just a little bit more, I would have told you that it's your destiny and that don't let the time that you've sown be wasted. And it's going to tell you it doesn't matter if it's a tie or a skirt. Don't worry about if it's a man or a woman. You can't let anything distract you because you got a work to do for the Lord. And you can't let anything distract because it's your destiny. And that's what I tell all the young people. This is your destiny, and you need to make sure that you don't waste your time. It's too close. Mm-hmm. And she didn't come too far to turn around and go back. She didn't come too far.
Now, when you keep saying too close, Sister Mary sent me a song that said too close. Sister Mary, it was three versions of that. It was three versions of that too close, Sister Mary. I had to play all of them to see which one was the best one. So when y'all send me these songs, like I said,
I'll
listen to all of them.
Didn't I give you
Sister
the name
Mary,
of the person that sang the song?
Yes, you did. No, I read the writing. What I'm saying is a couple of you gave me the name of who sung the song, and it didn't sound as good as the other songs that it sounded. But before we close, though, Sister Mary, before we close, you gave it to me now, and you keep on telling me, I got to play this one because I love this hymn. I got to play it one more time, and it ain't for 3 minutes, so y'all listen to this hymn. I love this hymn. I had to play it again.
I'm too close. To my journey,
too close.
I'm too close to turn back into a world of sin. Well, and I wouldn't take nothing for my journey right now.
That's right.
Lord, you know I'm just gonna make it to heaven somehow. I'm
Talk to me, dear. Talk to me, dear.
Too close.
Yes, Lord.
To finally saving my soul. I'm a
true
hallelujah
to heaven,
and I can't
turn around.
Yeah. I'm too close,
Lord.
Hey, I can almost see my God's face.
Too close, Lord.
I'll tell the world that I love you. I'm so close.
Yes.
Because he's holding to my hand, and I know he'll lead.
Yes, Lord.
I want to see my old mother again. Hallelujah. I'm too close.
Yeah.
Be shaking hands with all my friends.
Yeah.
I'm too close.
I love that song, Sister Mary. I love that song. I got it on my playlist, and I just be playing it in my car everywhere I go. I got to play that song. That song just does something to me, Sister Mary. It just does something to me.
I know it.
And Sister Mary, I just want to do a prayer for brother Larry Williams. We call him Kid. He kind of obnoxious, but I just want to appreciate it because he always helped me out on my show. When I ain't got nobody else to call on, I can call on Brother Kid. And I just want to, his name Larry Williams, we call him Kid. Everybody know him as Kid. And I just want to just says, thank you, kid. I just want to send praise to kid for helping me out. He always helped me out, regardless of what. Kid is always there. Tell him, I just want to tell him I love him and thank him. If anybody else got anything they want to say, Barbara Leghorn, if you on the show, Barbara, which you evidently you are, hit the one button, Barbara. Barbara texts me and say hello with a love sign. Barbara Leghorn, if you on the show, hit the one button on your phone, Barbara. I want to, come on, let's say it for yourself if you can. But go ahead, Tim, while she finding the one button, you know, she's like,
Brother Dog, did you notice what the songs said? One said it's your destiny, and you can't let nothing turn you around. This one said that I'm so close, I can almost see my God's face. The other one said I'm willing to run all the way. I'm willing to run all the way, dog, and I'm not going to give. So what I'm trying to say, the songwriter has realized that it's time for us to turn to God, and that's what we got to do, because it's later than we think. It's later than you think. And I just wanted to say that my the songs have a meaning to them.
Glory
and we have to listen to the lyrics. My, don't let nothing turn you around.
My. Barbara said she hit the one button, but it didn't show up. And Irene, I told Barbara to hit the one button. You know, she have been on the show on and off. Maybe she can pull her up here another way because she said she hit the one button and ain't working. She listened to the shows on and off, and she had some surgeries before and some stuff, and she listened to us. Okay, I'm going to try to open her up. Barbara, how you doing out there today, Barbara? How you doing, Barbara?
I'm doing good, thank you. Good. Better, right. I should say. Okay. I'm enjoying the show. Good. That song, I haven't heard that song in a long time. My grandma used to sing that song.
Okay.
Yes, yes. Okay. He said she's telling me, Willie Dog, that they was on. I enjoy it.
Well, like I said, Barbara, I know sometimes you be having problems when you're having surgery and you be asking for prayers. I see it on Facebook. But every Wednesday now, Sister Barbara, we have a time for reflection every Wednesday. Anytime you want to come on and ask for prayer, anytime you just want to come on and say hello, you can call that number and you can come on the show and ask for prayer or whatever you want, or just say thank you, Lord, for what I already got. Anytime you want.
I thank him every day. I definitely will. Okay. I'll put it on my calendar for every Wednesday. I knew you used to come
every
on, but I didn't know what day. Every Wednesday.
Well, every
what time?
Well, we come on. We be on Mondays and Tuesdays. Mondays we just have an appetizer, just a little small appetizer. But on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, we on every Tuesdays and Wednesdays at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
At 6 o'clock.
Okay. I'll make sure I be up there.
Yes.
Okay.
God bless
you. Yes.
Thank you
so much.
For those that can tune in, bro, dog, let them know we have morning service as well. At eight Central Time, we have God's Plan. So.
Oh, I believe I'm with my mother.
His word.
Morning, you said.
His word has. Yes, we have morning service, 8 o'clock Central. I don't know what part of the region you in.
I'm in New York.
But 8 o'clock Central, we have a service. You're in New York. I think you're hour ahead of us, so it'll be 9 o'clock your time. Yeah, 9 o'clock your time, we have a service called God's Plan. And you can just hear. What Brother Dog is trying to do, Brother Dog has started a movement, and I don't even know if he even realized it when he did it. It came on by just simply asking someone to pray. It happened to be me. And then it went from there to we have Monday appetizers. He said we have Tuesday service. We have Wednesday service. We have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday morning service. The word has to go through. God says his word will go out through all the nation. And that's just what we're trying to do, sister. I appreciate you. Amen.
On the evenings is better for me because I take care of my mom. My mom's sick. But I might try to make it tomorrow morning. But I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it tonight. I was on it. I used to do it last time, but I kind of forgot all about it, you know, my surgeries and my mom being sick. So, but I got it back. I got the number. So I'll be on.
All right.
I appreciate it.
Okay, Bob, we appreciate it. And like I said, prayer does work. You should know prayer does work. You know, prayer does work.
I know that for a fact.
Yes,
I know that.
It
yes.
I'll talk about
Amen.
It next week.
Yes, it does.
All right. Thank you,
thank
Barbara,
you.
For coming on.
Thank you.
You know,
have a good night. All right.
Okay.
You know
okay.
something, Rodell? Brother uh-huh. Tim's song was My Destiny. And the other song says, I'm Too Close. You know, when you
mm-hmm.
look at those two songs, if you take them in the biblical context, then you look at what the Bible says. He said, work while it's day. When night comes, no man worketh. See, we don't know what tomorrow going to bring. We don't know what the next second going to bring. But the Lord is giving you an opportunity right now. See, you can go to Romans 10 and 9 right now. Yeah, you don't have to wait till tomorrow because it's not promised. That's what the sunrise says.
All right.
Too close.
That means that,
to
okay,
turn around.
Sister Marion.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right, Sister Marion.
Yeah.
Appreciate yeah. you, Brother D. Yeah. And Brother D, that was one heck of a prayer. That was one prayer you throwed in there today, though. Sister Marion, go ahead and take us on out of here, Sister Marion. A time for reflection with Sister Marion. Sister Marion, take us on out of here for the end of the service for the day. We appreciate you. God bless everybody out there. And hope for good blessings for everybody.
Well, I just want to say truly, I thank God for each and every one that came out today to be in our service. I tell you, I don't know what I would do without the Lord. I'm not even going to try to find out because he's our everything. He's our life. He's our breath. He's our movement. He's our everything. And I just thank each and every one of you for coming out. And, again, be with us again on next Wednesday night, same time, same channel, for our time for reflection. We just thank God for that. May the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, be with you until we meet again. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank God.
Amen. All right, Sister Mary, go ahead and hang that thing up, Sister Mary. We'll see you later. Appreciate you.
All right, y'all have a blessed evening.
All righty. All right, as soon as I get Sister Marion is out of here. All right, guys, that concludes our service for today. If we got any, you know, today we got 87 people on here. So if y'all got something, the one big man from Florida, your hand been up, and I took you to the back room and asked you what your hand doing up, big man. Somebody on your phone, big man from Florida, 561-2332. And see that y'all over there talking and ain't paying attention. Your hand up. What you want? He ain't paying attention. They don't have their hand up. Kid, come on in here, kid. I did a prayer for you, you know, but you love to come on in and start cussing right after the prayer service. But, I still love you, boy. What's up, kid?
I appreciate it, dog. But my thing
yes,
is,
sir.
I want to find out, I was on Facebook today, and I wanted to find out who that slapped Ricky Stanbro.
Oh, there's nobody slapping, but they locked me in. Him and Josie Wales are locked in. They finally locked in. When, you know, we was on the show saying who was scared of who, and Ricky said he wasn't scared of nobody, and Frankie said he ain't scared of nobody. Well, we're going to find out. They are locked in for March the 17th down in Steele, Alabama, kid. They locked in.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay, because I was getting ready to call the police or something. I thought, you know, I didn't know what happened.
Well, see, wheelchair tried to slap him. You know, Ricky got a funny
uh-huh.
eye. Wheelchair tried to slap him and straighten his eye, but it didn't work. So, so wheelchair
okay.
might have slapped him too. You know, wheelchair always
mm-hmm.
slapping Ricky around and everything too, though. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But that's gonna be we got some good races coming up here, kid. If they get off, it's gonna be good to go. But if they don't get off, I'm tired of these guys pump faking with these races and then don't get off now. Cause see, I'm already
mm-hmm.
geared up for that race there now. And I know both of them guys will go, unless something happens to the cars or something. But we know both of them guys will go.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's the price of admission right there. You know, kid.
Mm-hmm.
I always said don't go. I always said do not go to a race to see a race. But now I hate to say
right.
that was the only race going on. I would go to the race to see that race because I want to see that one. Everybody
mm-hmm.
said Joseph Wells was kind of tough, and everybody said saw the bitch was okay until he went to Florida. Now, after he went to
mm-hmm.
Florida, everybody started saying he was a gorilla. So, time will tell. We'll see.
Time will tell,
and we'll see.
Yes,
now,
indeed.
I don't know if you know that car that Jamie Dryer called Bruiser. You know Bruiser? You know the car Jamie Dryer called Bruiser?
The little white Mustang?
Yeah, the white Mustang. Now, he locked
mm-hmm.
in with Mo Jeezy. He locked in with a guy called Mo Jeezy. Are you familiar with Mo Jeezy?
Monte Carlo, right?
Well, I was a Trans Am or something, Firebird or something.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Anyway, he's from out of Louisiana, and he's kind of tough down there. You know, mm-hmm. A couple of people over here said that Mo Jesus is gonna knock Jamie off, but Jamie said, "Man, he's gonna chain link Mo Jesus." So that's another one that I'm curious about too, because to me, Mo Jesus is running pretty good, and he's kind of steady on that. You know, he's steady. I'm gonna try to say he's steady. That's what I'm gonna say. And he's been winning. He ain't been beat in a while now. He beat mm-hmm. Tony Bynes' pocket change, but you know, Jamie said he's gonna buy run him. So that's another one I want to see. They're gonna be at the first ass cutting in February 18th, man. And I'm hoping for good weather for February 18th because we got a lot of good races locked in for the first ass cutting of the year. You know, we used to have it mm-hmm. in January, but the weather was so bad in January, we moved it to February, which, you know, the weather ain't supposed to be that, don't be that good in February, but it'd be a little bit better than in January. We hoping for good weather, kid, and if it do, boy, that first ass cutting going to be one hell of a race, too. Hit the one button, Dre. We know they get on your butt when you get on here and start talking crazy, but hit the one button, Dre.
Man,
you know me, I'll open your mic up.
Not Texas Dre.
Now, see the thing about when Jamie get races, what messed me up, kid, I know Jamie's one of the smartest guys in racing. He know racing. He mm-hmm. try to look at them cars and tell what they might do and what they might not do. So when Jamie mm-hmm. take a race, His winning percentage when he normally take a race, unless it's something happened, is about 90%. You can't ask for no better than that in no grudge racing, man. I mean, you know, mm-hmm. he have had some losses where, you know, maybe the car didn't perform right or something like that. But my point I'm trying to make is his eyesight on these races on the way it should go, if everything went the way it should go, is about 90%. And you can't mm-hmm. ask for no better record than that 90% in no grudge racing. If you get 90%, well, you're a bad man. That's all I gotta say.
In other words, he's playing it clever. Is that what you're trying to say?
Well, you always got to be clever with it, kid. But what I'm saying is he know what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say it
mm-hmm.
that way. He know what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And that could be a dangerous man. We got 87 people on here, and nobody talking with me and kids. Somebody hit the one button, y'all. We can talk a little bit in Wednesday. Me and kids just got a little conversation going. I just gave you a little talk there. If anybody got anything they want to put out or anything they want to talk about, man, hit the one button, man. With these block talk shows, when there ain't no racing going on, get to be boring. They boring lately as they are. They get more boring when we don't have nobody on here to talk but one or two people. And then we get on the back line and talk all day, but we can't come on the show. You know what, I'm a kid. I done stopped getting mad about them not coming on the show, but they got to start doing something. I'll be on the morning show all day. They
mm-hmm.
can't come on here for an hour, man. I'm getting mad about it, kid. You know, we got people over there that have to talk all day, but they can't come on here and talk 5 minutes. But anyway, that's another story. Kids, you got anything
mm-hmm.
before we get out of here? I was in a good spiritual mood today. The press show got me going on pretty good today, though. I was in a good mood at first, and I don't want to mess up my good mood. I don't want to mess
mm-hmm.
my good mood up. Brother DJ, Brother D, come on, Brother D, help me out, man, because I'm almost about to mess my mood up, Brother D.
You know,
don't
I'm just saying, you know, I just want to know, do you think I should put twin shoots on or put one parachute on?
Don't say that, kid. If you put a chute on there, that's going to hurt you because it's going to slow you down because you can't even pull one chute.
Oh, man, not the extra weight.
One shoe gonna hurt him. Don't put no shoes on that, D.
Hey,
D, if you can get away, if you can get away without putting brakes on there, don't put no brakes on there.
What up, D?
Wait, kid. He said, "Hey, nobody talking." So we gonna get. I said, "No, I know they want to talk about that. I want to know. Should I put one or two on?"
Well, Tim House don't know how to do like you do. You know, Tim love to put his foot in his mouth, so I'm going to open his mic up. See, he don't know how to hit the one button twice, D, and do like you do to let me know he want to talk. So I'm just going to open Tim's mic open because he will put his foot in his mouth in a minute. Tim House, where are you? You out there seeing Tim?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Yeah. Tim House, he'll put his foot in his mouth in a minute. Yeah.
What you think, Brooklyn? You think I should put twin shoes on or put the one on?
Oh.
What you think, Brooklyn?
Yeah, that
would do.
You should put two on there, D. That way it would make the other one happy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord.
Yeah, okay.
Tim, if he put two shoes on there and pull them, it's going because they probably they're gonna fall on the ground. He ain't gonna be gone fast enough to blossom. Come on, Tim, tell the truth,
oh, man.
Come on, tell the brother the truth, man. You know, don't go away. D ain't gonna be going fast enough to blossom his shoes, man.
I call Bobby Cole. I think I'm not for sure. Bobby sent me a text.
Uh-huh.
I think he was saying put two on though. I was talking
about.
Well,
hold up.
You know,
how would Bobby know? How would Bobby know? Bobby pulled his shoes on heels. It's on the ground too, cause he ain't going fast enough for him to block.
Damn.
Well, we
talking about somebody. If he not going now, he been fast. See, we know he's been fast, so.
Well, back when he was going
Cole
fast, they didn't need no shoes back then. They weren't going fast enough for no shoes, but me.
Yeah, I was talking with Bro Drex.
Oh, man.
He said he think I should put you on, you know.
In other words, a good set of same place will stop Bobby, huh?
Okay, so you're going to have a lock up, a three speed.
And
all that on a viewer,
man. We got a link.
And you still might not go for 620. 620 is in the 8. 620 in the 80s.
Yep. But see, the initial lead's going to be so hard, dog. She going to lead like a bat.
Kid, is that a short way of saying he mad with money? Is that a short way of saying he just throwing away money? Come on, man. That man got a lockup, 755 gears, a three-speed transmission. $15,000 ring.
You hear, kid? You hear, my kid? You hear?
I heard what Kimo said he was gonna give him everything in racing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to embarrass my brother, but I don't want to say I'm gonna give him everything in racing, but kid.
Mm-hmm.
He got the back tire and lane choice for life.
Oh,
Bro, dog, be
that
careful,
kid.
Dog.
Yeah, I got a mirror like
Buick.
An elephant.
You talking about a Buick?
Like an elephant.
Mm-hmm. You talking about a Buick? A ground shaking Buick.
Me and Kid in the same boat. When we hear Buick, we think about a little Saber, a big old long little Saber. It's like a 4-4 Duke.
225.
Tell him again, bro. They didn't quite understand, bro. Tell him again.
They talking about
the only Buick I know is a Grand National. It's a Grand National. I'm queuing my song up. I'm gonna tell my song on in a minute, that kid. I'm getting to the good part of my song. I'm queuing my song up now.
They used to have a nickname for them. They used to call them the Torque Master. Ground.
Remember this day, kid.
Hold up, kid. I told a lie. I got to bag up. I apologize to Brother D. I told a lie. I told him he had lane choice in the back tie for life. I lied, kid. I got to lie. I lied. I meant he got 1-1. For life.
Man.
Anyway, he got 1-1
yeah,
anyway, so for life.
And lane choice for life.
For life.
Is this with the Grand Nationals and Mustang? Is this Mr. Bonds' car?
Brother B, there you go talking about Jay Bonds ain't got no car. Whatever car I got that's got oil pressure. One got oil pressure that you pick, B, I'm going to let you pick it if I got oil pressure.
I can check the car. The kid, you hear the kid?
If I got
no ticket.
Yeah, I am.
If the car I got at the time got oil pressure,
mm-hmm.
you got 1-1 and lane choice for life. If he pissed me off real bad, kid, if he pissed me off, whatever car he choose, I would tow that car to wherever he want me to tow it to the racing, and I might unhook the tow truck and run it with that.
Oh, man.
That's how much I care about him. That's how much I care about him.
I have.
Mm-hmm. That's how much y'all care about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean,
like I said, Chuck, kid, is you here?
Chuck just sent me a text and said, come on, man, why are you wasting gas for diesel? Chuck just sent me a text and asked me why I'm wasting gas and diesel.
Oh, man.
I
mean,
you can't sit there.
Kid, you hear that, kid? He doing a lot,
yeah.
He doing a lot of whooping, kid.
Hey, dog, text him back and tell him, don't forget his name is on the list, too. Don't get too all excited.
Tim House. Who you think he was talking about, Tim House? Who you think he was talking about?
His name is still on the list, bro, Tim. His name is still on the list. It ain't going to come off.
His name is still on the list. Yeah.
I wonder if you put Brother House and Brother D together and push them together, could they whoop somebody there if you push them together, kid?
Oh, man.
Bro Tim, you know what, bro Tim?
You're calling those fairies. I'm a dog. I'm genuine. I'm K-9. I'm pedigree.
He comes back. This day going to come back and bite his
teeth. You know what the problem is?
I'm a pedigree.
This day going to come back and bite his
teeth. Willie Dog, no. If you put Mudbone, Tim House, and Brother D together, What could stop us in the world?
If you put them three together,
somebody said we need three tow trucks. We need three tow trucks.
Hey, bro, Tim, I'm gonna call Jamie. I'm gonna have a talk with Jamie and Mike. If they put these three on the same car, we would outdo Baldur's race for 2 days of Baldur's and 1 day.
Damn.
They probably have a whole lot of people just to show up to see y'all like they did the Gangsta Boo.
Yeah, I think we have Mike here. I'm gonna talk with the Hitman and Jamie. You know, Jamie, my little brother, I'm gonna talk to him about that. I think I'm gonna have him put us on the flyer.
Mm-hmm.
Let us be the headline. We're gonna be the headline.
Let me call a man on it. Let me make a phone call.
He's not gonna have standing room. He needs the biggest track in America. He won't have standing room.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's gonna be on his car at the same time.
Two things I ain't never seen. Only two things in life I've never seen, and Pike then took them from me. He took that's a UFO and an H that won't go. A UFO and an H that won't go. That's only two things I ever seen in life.
It's only one thing I've never seen. And you know what that is, though?
Talk to them.
I've never seen nothing be done that hadn't already been done.
Uh-oh.
That's all I've ever seen. Well, I ain't never seen nothing to be done.
You ain't never seen Lowrider get out the chassis shop, have you?
Oh, man.
I would say again, I've never seen nothing be done that hadn't already been done.
Okay.
Hey, Brother D, all you gotta do, Brother D, is tell them the truth. Lowrider.
Hey, hold up, y'all. Hey, Mario.
They gonna bite
it. I ain't even.
Yo.
Mario.
Yes, sir.
You testing, man? You testing?
I'm testing.
How are you?
Yeah.
All that noise. Look here, man. I'm at a Marley basketball game.
Huh?
Well, I need to ask you a quick question because I ain't that smart. They got Josie Wells, and Salt the Beat locked in. Give me your assessment on that right quick because I'm nervous. I don't know about it. Tell me about that. What's your thought on that right quick?
No, sir, dog. You done taught me way more than that. I think it's going to be a good one. I'm going to be able to see it with you. You won't put me out here with that.
Okay. All right, go to your game. All right, bro. I got to find somebody.
Hey, Willie Dog.
Yeah.
You want to answer? Call Flop. That's the one you need to call.
Oh, man.
Why is Flop not already on here? Yeah, let me call Flop. Come on, D. Wake up, D. You're dreaming, man. I think you're on fentanyl, man. You ain't on no
did you
cocaine.
Tell,
you
did you tell off. Willie Dawg that low rider sitting at the door ready to be loaded up? Did you tell him that, D?
He looking at it, brother. Yeah. He looking at it. He see her.
Man, that man just made sure. A kid. Oh, kid, yeah. All that Facebook stuff you sent me, everything you sent me, I couldn't look at none of that stuff. DJ sent me a picture so damn old it wouldn't even come out. It didn't even come through.
That's the word.
Oh, man.
He's
looking at it right
there.
Yeah. He's looking at
it. Don't come. I can't see it. It won't open every time you send it to me. What
the hell going on?
Yeah, kid, you done sent me about 5 things, and I couldn't see none of them yet.
Me too.
Okay.
Hey, kid.
Mm-hmm.
What I just sent him, kid, boy, it's going to be the return. I got a casting on the side of a kid. Some names going off into that casting.
Oh, man.
Take them to the grave site.
Hey, Flop.
Give me a last ride.
Hold up. Y'all be quiet, man. Let me talk to Flop, man. Be quiet. Flop.
Let him know. Tim House said it.
Shut up, Tim. I'm trying to talk to Flop, man. I want you to know one thing. I'm disappointed you ain't on my show. But the second thing, they told me to call somebody that's got knowledge. They said call Flop. Flop, Softy B and Joseph Wells locked in. They told me to call Flop to find out what he think about that race.
I already been trying to gamble Tim House today. He backed up.
Brother, I ain't worried about you. I need your professional opinion about this. I know Salty B is your girl, but I need your professional opinion, not just what your heart says. I want to know what your money says and your heart. Wow.
Well, I like Salty because Salty done been in the big battles. Salty done been in the big battles. And, I mean, I don't even know who drives Salty, and I'm not going to downplay him by saying this and that, but...
You don't know who drives Salty.
I mean, yeah, Josie, that's what I mean.
I think he just woke up.
That's what happened, dog. That's what happened.
He's nervous around me, dog. He know what I'm talking about. He's nervous, dog. He's nervous.
50 to you, Tim House.
What did me and Leon tell you? Wait till it get closer to that time, because you way out there in May and March and all that stuff. We're gonna get you close. We're gonna get you.
It ain't gonna change nothing from now to then. What's gonna change?
You might hear some things, Fly.
I don't care what I hear. I already heard all the gospel. It ain't changed.
All right, well, they tricked me then. They didn't tell me you already had talked to what you call them. Let me see, can I get somebody else on there for a minute? Because y'all had me waking Flop up. Flop must have been tired if he was already asleep. Flop was tired, man. Flop was tired. Let me see, can I get somebody else on there? Hold on a minute. This person might not have
pump faking.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. Hold on. Hey, Mr. Fletcher Cox. Hey, Fletcher, how you doing, man? This dog, man. Man, look here. What you got to tell that goat mouth, wide face, daddy boy now? About you and them.
He know what
you got to tell that?
I told him living rent free. He's here.
Oh, man.
Well, he ain't got nothing to say now, Precious. He ain't got nothing to say now.
He ain't gonna never have nothing to say.
Right.
Man, he know one thing about his boys.
Yeah, how you been doing, big fella? You been doing all right, though? You good to go?
I've been good. Man, I'm number one division, man. I'm off. Hey, man, let me tell you something. I'm off this week, man. I don't know if everybody else playing.
Yeah.
If your team ain't the Kansas City Chiefs or the Philadelphia Eagles, you can't talk to me.
Come on. I want to say this here because some people didn't hear you because we might have been on the back line. Flop on him, you know, Flop when he was in good shape, he played football too. But Fletcher, you said anybody your size can't block. What you said about can't nobody block you one on one in your size?
In the world.
Say that again.
In the world. Yeah. Nobody in the world blocked me one on one for an entire game.
Uh oh. Mm-hmm. I heard that. Yes, sir. I heard that. Yeah, where all you Big Mama jokers at now? They were talking all that trash.
For 60 whole minutes, as long as I'm in the game.
Uh-huh.
I got a question for Fletcher, though, because he liked to ask the question as true as truth can be. Fletcher, how do you think, not so much just you, but guys like the Cowboys frontline, their heyday is Larry Little. How do you think guys like yourself will step up against them guys?
Against what guys?
He's talking about the old type guys, like
Larry Little, for instance, when Big Larry was man on the Cowboys line.
You talking about two different eras, though. You're talking about two different eras of football. That's the biggest thing.
But see, Fletcher, here's the deal. People always do that. So, and I know you answer as truthful as can be. So that's what I'm asking. How do you think in today's era would have stood up against guys like that?
Okay,
I turn this way. How you think? Because you know back then, and a lot of teams had smaller defensive linemen. I know Fred Dreyer played defensive end at 220, but guys like Ed Tuttle, Jones, Harvey Martin, Mean Joe Green. Do you think they could have played in today's era?
Yeah, of course, but you can't. They don't play that way though. There's so many rules and fines and stuff now. So it's hard to play the way that they played back in the day, you know what I'm saying, with blind sign blocks and, you know, all that, all the other stuff. So it's hard doing that.
Oh, they had a penalty every time they blocked somebody, wouldn't
they? Oh, well, every time they go hit somebody. I mean, they protecting these players now.
Hit somebody. Right. Yeah. Every time they go hit somebody. Mm-hmm. You know, because like Deacon Jones, he perfected a head slap where you couldn't do that in the game today.
Oh, no, you ain't doing that today.
Yeah.
No, that's a fine. That's probably 15 G's right there.
I asked you the question because I know you're going to give true answers in that question that came
up.
And see, you see it the way I see it.
Oh, yeah. It's different. The game is different now.
Yeah. Well, all right, Fletcher, we just want to call and holler at you because we let you know. See, when you get whooped, they want to talk trash, but, you know, when you win, they ain't got nothing to say, you know, all of a sudden. So
you already know how it is.
Cowboys, I'm pulling for him. I pull for him as long as you're not playing the Cowboys.
Well, y'all got to worry about Tampa, man. I'm going to have my feet kicked up Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Hey, you know what I'm saying? It ain't going to be a matter to beat.
I pull for you, especially as long as you're not playing the Cowboys.
Hey, dog, my feet going to be kicked up.
When it's Cowboys playing, you probably won't be playing them the way they're playing, right?
No, they ain't going to be playing. They got to be done. They got to worry about Danny Boy. They got to worry about somebody else. Man, I'll be chilling.
Yeah.
Tell Danny Boy, he'll FaceTime me or call me. I'll smoke a cigar with him or something.
Okay.
Why he's stressing out about his Cowboys.
Do your thing, man. Good luck to you, brother. Good luck to you, bro.
I'll let him. Thank you, bro.
All right, Clint. All right.
The world gonna block him for a whole game. What a
world. Well, that's some confidence. That means he handling his business. We might not realize it, but he handling his business though. Make a statement like that.
But you know what though? See, you got to have that, and that's how that Buick feel. That's how that Buick feel when he come out. So.
Brother D. We done seen him play. We ain't seen that Buick do. Will that Buick even crank up, man?
Hey, hold on. Hey, Brother D, you know you're my brother, but I got to tell you, man, why do I have to keep telling you over? Don't tell him everything. You're going to scare him, D. Don't do that. Don't tell him everything. You're going to scare him.
Who are you going to scare, Tim? Who are you going to scare?
Man, you guys have never seen a real Buick. You ain't never seen a real Buick, dog.
Hold on. Just since you said that, I'm going to take the Grand National and run him with you. I'm going to take a small block and run him. I don't want to put the big block on him. I'm going to run him with the small block.
Kid, brother, I want you to write that down, kid, because I'm not going to forget this.
I'm writing it down. It's January 11th. Yep.
Kid, are you writing it down on in stone or wood or something? Because you write it in paper, it's going to fade out by the time you get here. It's going to be faded out. You ain't going to be able to.
In other words, they ain't gonna disappear, huh?
Yeah, they'll disappear, kid. Come on, man.
Mm-hmm. Lord,
man, you put that, by the time you're ready, somebody, you might want to put it in a safe deposit box and throw away the key, man. Don't make me cue my song up again.
The only thing I'm going to say, kid, I got to say to that kid is, just know I don't forget. I have a photostatic memory for most part. I don't forget much.
Hey, on a serious note, though, on a serious note, though, how long did Lord say we supposed to live? Three scores and what? How many years is that? I'm serious.
He don't say three scores and ten. What the Bible says, he don't say you're going to live that long. The Bible says to live.
Yes.
He said, it's three scores and ten, but that's a total of 70 years. But the Bible says man ought to live that long. You know, you're not guaranteed to live that long.
I didn't know it was 70 or 75. Yeah. That's all. You ain't got to elaborate. Yeah. Don't elaborate. Yeah. This ain't the press.
So right now, bro, dog, you on what they call borrowed time right now.
I'm living on one of y'all years right now. I'm living on one of y'all years right now.
I'm gonna make him throw that song away. That beard gonna make him throw that song away, kid. Watch out.
I didn't know if it was 75 years. Somebody said a quarter, or what they said, three folds of a century, or somebody. I didn't know it was a 70 or 75. That's on a serious note, D. I didn't know it was a 70 or 75. Okay. What the three scores is? Three scores is 60. That's 20 years.
Three scores is 60.
Three scores.
Right. So that's just 60.
Three scores.
And 10.
And
10.
I got you.
But see, you know, the Bible turned around and told man, he says, all their mother and their father, that their days might be long among the land that I give thee.
Didn't I tell you not to go into preaching?
My bad.
I know it's hard for you. We can save that bit. But these guys here, they might get, you know, we don't want to make them mad with us on there, you know, but I'll be glad to see us leave. Yeah, but I can do it after today's service, though. I can do it by myself, so I don't care right now. I do it by myself.
Yes, sir, by myself. I mean,
Flop, you okay with that? I didn't mean to wake you up, Flop. I mean, Flop was sleeping now. That means he must have worked hard today.
I'm good.
Well, we had one hell of a service today, Flop. If you ain't doing that, we had one hell of a service today, Flop. One tough service today, boy. I mean, I got happy today. I want you to come on mute. I got happy. I was off mute when I came off mute. Soon the show come on.
You can't ever go wrong with the word. Hey, Flop, let me ask you a question. Let me give him the word real quick. Salty is the word.
Hold up, Flop. I'm finna read this text. Brother D, be quiet. Y'all be quiet. Brother D, I'm finna read this text. Brother D, you need to hear this. I quit laughing. I want you to be quiet, so I don't want you to miss none of this. They said, D might as well preach until the two parachutes are mounted.
Did I tell you to shut up so you can hear? They said D might as well preach until the two parachutes are mounted.
I don't think I can tell that brother or sister ever sent that text. Tell them to just be mindful of what they say.
All right, Chuck. You already said, Chuck. I ain't gonna tell you. Chuck said that. I ain't want Chuck to know. I told him.
Be mindful of what they say. Cause Lowrider is coming to play. And she gonna come to the town. Hold up. You got Mudbone.
You got Brother Tim House. You got D. Who else you got to be? You got Kimo. And Chuck. Can none of y'all say nothing, Chuck? Leon done sold out. So I mean, you know, he done sold his car. So
He's big right here, 1.588, dog. So low rider's coming to play.
Man, if you go out, if you run 5.88, if you run 5.88, I might try you with my bad leg.
Low rider is coming to a town near you.
He's gonna be ugly when he gets to the town, whatever town he decides to squat in. He ain't gonna be nothing nice. Be the best thing I can tell you is to sell lowrider piece by piece, because I saw you had some good axles and good stuff going into it. Sell it piece by piece, you might get more money for it.
Oh man, not the strain.
Yeah, this is a story of famous dogs. For the dog that chases this tail will be.
Yeah, D, sell it piece by piece, then you get more money for it, man. They know you got some good stuff in the league.
All I ask men to do is
now we got Mudbone. We got Mudbone on there. Put Mudbone, Brother B, and Tim House together. Put all three of them together, and what you got? A pile of shit.
You got a tremendous event, dog. You got a tremendous event there. Man, they going to come from North, South, East,
and West. We put that on a flyer, man. The police going to come in there and shut us down, man. Y'all didn't tell everybody this was a comedy show.
Hey, dog. Just remember, I say again and again, she's coming to a town near you.
House and Mudbone together, you got one going to do the eulogy, and the other one is Undertaker. Chuck got a lot of problems.
Oh, man.
So that means Mudbone and Lepers? Is that what you're trying to say?
Mudbone is the Undertaker. Tim House going to do the eulogy. Chuck already did. Don't even know it.
Coming to a town near you, dog. I'm telling you, dog, we out for war.
Call it Mudbone.
There's a lot of things you might be out for, but you ain't worth a dude.
We ain't out for war. We out for whoa.
That's it.
Whoa, dog. Not war, but whoa.
Y'all heard me do Bobby Cole's birthday thing yesterday, right? I couldn't play the dirty version of that. Of his birthday song, you know, I couldn't play the dirty version because, you know, I was doing it. I had to cut it off real quick, but you know. I had to cut it off.
We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip some Cardi like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give a fuck if that's your birthday. You'll find me in the club.
I couldn't let it play that for. I had to cut it off.
Yes.
Yeah, I told you, I'm a genius. Tim, I'll be working in the phone, though, Tim.
Yes, I wish
Tutu Bradley a happy birthday, man.
Oh, yeah, you need to post that key. I saw that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What about Larry Williams? When Larry Williams' birthday was, then nobody said nothing about that.
I think Fred Dog mentioned earlier. Yeah.
Mm.
Don't nobody even know who Larry Williams is, do they?
No, we don't know who kid is. We don't know who that is.
I hope not.
The kid be sending all that stuff out the airport. Don't none of it go through.
Hey, bro, Flop, kids, he at the age that he don't worry about birthday. He just keep living.
Mm-mm. You got that? You got a point there, D.
Yeah. Hey, brother, you don't count. You get to a certain age, you don't count numbers no more, kid.
I'm like hey, Jack Benny. I forgot it. I'm like Jack Benny. I forgot it. 39.
What can I do for
hey,
you, brother? What can I do for you?
I was just thinking about it. Instead of having all them old crazy things, they need to go ahead and get the calendar and put Mudbone on one side, the house on the other side,
yes,
and the doggone Buick in the middle.
Yes,
put them on the calendar, D.
Yes, sir.
Put them
yes,
on the
sir.
Calendar.
On the calendar.
So everybody
yes,
can see.
Mm-hmm.
We on a seek
uh-huh.
and destroy mission.
Oh, so man.
We on a seek and destroy mission.
Mm-hmm.
And all them that's talking bad.
I got to admit one thing. I got to admit, you are seeking. That's about all you're doing, though, is seeking.
Tim House on a seek and destroy mission, too.
What
he's
are
seeking
all,
and destroying every. Hey, Tim House seeking and destroying every ounce of credibility he ever had in the race game. So I keep talking.
Oh, man.
Come on,
bring some peace to these jokers, bro.
Come on, Flop.
But Tim, we're gonna bring some peace to him, bro. Tim, we're gonna bring some.
That's
peace
right.
To
that's
him.
Right, D.
We're gonna give them some understanding right now. They need an attitude adjustment.
Oh man, not the attitude adjustment.
Talk. Yeah, we're gonna get these guys some corrector talk real soon.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm going to ask all you older guys, has anybody ever seen a Buick run that fast in their life? I just can't believe. I never thought a Buick could run that fast.
What fast? How fast did it go?
They headed for destruction, but Tim, we don't even know.
Tim,
mm-hmm.
how fast did the Buick go?
Hold on, Flop, I got another text, Flop.
You just see,
we're going to
go 588. We just see we're going 588.
In the eight? Okay. Anyway, they say a calendar of the most non-racing MF on the dog show. And it says deposit female girls.
That is so disrespectful.
All
doesn't matter.
I'll stop reading the Texans when they laugh.
All those is how they DP ready for a dog. They gonna soon get returned DP ready. Statements thrown back at them. Shit,
yeah. Well, I tell you what, D. If you get that Buick out there to beat anybody, you're gonna be good racer of the year. If you go out there and beat anybody.
Lottie dottie. Anybody.
Well, I'm trying to say, I'm talking about in 2023 now. I ain't talking about in 25 when
uh-oh.
I say you'll be out.
Well, I won't be able to beat him in 22. I won't be the better.
I said 23.
I can do a lot of things. Oh, I thought you said 22. I can do a lot of things.
No, 22 weeks. That's one we won't never see no more, D. We gone. That one dead. That one gone.
Yeah.
Don't make me cue my song back up again.
It's just a matter of time, dog. We gonna bring some law and order to this racing world, dog.
That's right, D. I like
What do you think, Brother B gonna do, man?
I think he's gonna show up with a car eventually.
eventually.
I'm thinking maybe sometime this year. I'm thinking really sometime this year. But I think everybody gonna go at him when he do show up. So
come on.
He got an opportunity to make or break the world.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I can't bet against my brother because I love him, but good Lord. I'm going to go to, you know how you go to the bathroom when you get ready to run somebody for, you know, you get ready. Dog, how much you want to bring?
Mm-hmm.
What the hell is? I'm going to be in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be in the
not to look away.
Hey, man, brother Beef in there running this boat wagon over here. How much you want?
Tim House, on the other hand, when he get ready to run Chuck or Cal City, I'm going to go out to the 60-foot mark with a microphone and cover all bits.
Oh, man.
Dog Flop. Come on, Flop.
We got him, Rookie. We got him coming. We're going to bring some law and order back to the racing game. I promise you that.
That's right. I like how you're talking.
They're going to start putting some respect on our name.
Oh, Lord. Your name ain't what we're trying to put no respect on. What we're trying to do is get y'all to at least come to the track, man.
Lord.
I was looking for James Brown.
Do you remember that song they played? They dog said, I'm too close.
Too close?
Yes, just sir. Remember that song, yeah. Dog. Think of that Buick when you think of that song. Every time you think of that song from the night on out, I want you to think of Lowrider. I'm too close to turn around.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want you to think of that Buick, dog.
We got an echo back there, what you call them things, when you put on the lap and they be speaking.
You call them a dummy, dog. But it's a ventriloquist that uses. It's a ventriloquist that uses.
See,
when you know what you know, dog, when you know what you know, you know what you know.
That's right, brother. That's right, brother.
When you know what you know, bro, dog, you know what you know.
You close enough. I think I like Flop better. That dummy back there. Where that dummy?
Oh, man.
Yeah. I can say that.
You know what you know, bro, dog. Just remember that now. You know what you know.
Hold on, I got it.
This show gonna be replayed.
I just thought about something. You said anything you said, you can put it in doggone biblical terms. You got a point there, boy. We got a song for that.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't never told that wrong yet, boy.
We're gonna bring this show back up, brother. Remember that. We're gonna bring this show back up.
Okay.
They gonna remember this day. Yeah,
I gotta find another one.
I got a few more guys that believe in me. You know what I'm saying, brother? They believe that
I bet you can't get there to come on the show and say that. I ain't talking about Big Greg now.
And a
person who can speak or utter sounds so that they seem to come from somewhere else, especially an entertainer who makes their voice appear to come from a dummy. Ventriloquist.
You got to look at what he's saying, bro. Is making
you can't say it anyway.
But see, he's making his voice appear to be coming from a dummy. So, bro, Tim is making his voice come from another dummy. So he can't be the dummy.
Well, you must. Shit, who the dummy then?
I tell you all the time, D. You just
who's the dummy, man?
Shut up! Why you gotta be so smart all the time? Shut up, sometime, D. Keep telling you, just let him. I heard him back there.
I heard that dummy.
He knows how to throw his voice. So, bro, Tim can't be the dummy.
I found it, Brother D. Brother D, I found it, man. You ain't even got, I found it.
Please. Hey, Brother D. There was an old musician way back. I ain't going to go too far back, but way back. He said, the big payback.
That's the one that had to worry about. Hold up, Brother D. It's about you, man. You got to be quiet when it's about you. He said, Brother D ain't said it in a while, but you learn nothing from life if you think you are right all the time.
Oh, man.
He just ain't never wrong.
Hey, Brother, you know, I'm the first to admit I'm not always right. I'm just never wrong.
That's right.
I'd be the first to admit that. I've never always been right.
I hear that Van Quillis again.
Van Quillis. I'll be the first to admit that. I'm not always right. I will be the first to admit that.
Big payback.
Come on. Gotta have them apple bottom jeans. The fur. You see the Mac.
But that was low rider.
No, you didn't give me a chance to talk.
Who that brought somebody
leaking.
In?
I'm on
that. That sounds like leaking.
Oh, they on Brother D line. They on Brother D line. I heard leaking back there.
They not on my line.
They must have been on Flop line. Flop hung them up there. Brother Tim. And Flop or Brother Tim. Because Flop hung his phone up, so it went away then. No. Oh, Kizzy, what you doing on the show this time tonight, girl? Come on, you can't breathe or nothing. That's my girl, Kizzy. Hey, baby dog. Kizzy on the doggone show. We over here just shooting breeze right now, Kizzy. That's my girl, Kizzy.
Hey, what a dog. Did anybody from the Midwest get nominated for anything else besides Race Car Vaughn and Mike Rattleton and James Black?
They sure didn't. Nope.
Oh, man.
Didn't nobody else come?
I can tell you what the next nomination should be. The next nomination should be the most anticipated car, and it should be Low Rider, Big Red. You know it. What is it, Frontier? What's the third one, Frontier? Tell me the third one, Frontier.
Mudbone came out one time.
You didn't do nothing. I mean, we're out of California.
They always tell you, don't show your hand when you're in poker. Don't show all your hands. That's all he was doing.
See, they thought
Mudbone was
having problems.
Tim is 110% right. But did you hear what he said? In poker. When he played poker.
What he let you know though, bro, dog, is you got to have a poker face. So see what Mudbone did, everybody thought he was having a problem. It was only set up.
Well, we know Mudbone ain't have no problem. Flop must have had him on his
phone.
He must open the lines up and hung up. Flop opened the lines up and hung up real quick because they was acting a fool over there.
I know one thing. I know Chuck glad he didn't grab a hold of them right away.
Hey, dog, did Tim House reach his hit list? Did Tim House reach his hit list?
Oh, man, my man, Pajo sent me my money, he bet it. I wasn't even going to take that money, Pajo. Pajo, remember that bet he got by the doggone Cowboys? I wasn't going to take his money. That's my homeboy. I love him. I wasn't going to take his money. He sent me my money, though.
Pajo?
I
see, for the Pajo.
Yeah,
I didn't forget the bet, but I had washed the bet away. I had all told everybody. I didn't
hey, Tim Howe.
Money.
Yeah, yeah, man, that's the word.
Can you read
yeah,
your
head,
Tim Howe?
Yeah.
I left it at work. Oh, well, I know it included Boss Bands, Chuck, everybody except for Cal City Cal you had on there.
Oh man,
we don't remember the list, bro. Tim, you know.
That's what I'm trying to tell him, D.
I know you wrote it down. I don't remember. You know, so. But I was not remembering the list, and you wrote the list, so we can add.
919. Hold up, man. We got a 919. 4919. You got too many damn nines in your phone number. Who is this?
Hey, this is Reggie, man. I got a question for you, dog.
Uh-oh.
Who
is
Reggie? Who that Reggie?
Yeah. This Reggie.
Come on with it, baby. Come on, Reggie.
All right, Pooh. So, dog, I think you came from the street racing, and then, you know, that's how you got into the grudge racing. So in the last 15 years, you got some guys that came from the street. You got some that came from class racing.
Uh-huh.
In the last 15 years, who you think been the most dominant in grudge racing? The ones that came from street racing or the ones that came from class racing?
Well, you asked me the wrong person there because I came from both of them, but the answer is ain't nobody dominant in grudge racing. We don't have nobody dominant in grudge racing. You can win today and get knocked out tomorrow. We ain't got no dominant person in grudge racing. Ain't no dominant person in grudge racing to me. Talk to me. That might not answer your question, but we don't got no dominant person in the grudge racing. Talk to me, Rick.
Okay. Because the reason why I was asking is I see a lot.
No.
Of not knowing the reason why the guys came from class racing, but they seem to be more consistent.
Class racers, to be honest with you, class racers, if you ask like that, are more, to me, class racers are more better racers than anybody that hadn't been class racers. I'm going to put it that way. See, I class race. I used
more
to class
consistent.
Race every week. Yeah, they're more consistent. And then, you know, I used to class race every week and grudge. I did it all, Rich. I did it both. I class race a hell of a lot. See, man, I used to run them bracket races and all that stuff. I used to love that stuff because wherever I could race somebody, that's what I wanted to do. I didn't bracket race and class race, if you want to call it, all the time. You know, I can do both of them. That's why I'm pretty decent. That's why I was pretty decent on the light. And most class racers are pretty decent on the light. It's just the ones that strictly class racers, sometimes the pressure get to them on that one-on-one thing when they got to get that grudge race. See, that grudge race, normally you're putting your own money up. So you tended to be more nervous than you know, than when you're class racing. You really don't be running. You be running for the track money most of the time. The little money you put up the class race, it don't make you nervous. But when you got that grudge race and you putting your own money up, it's in to make your doggone to get them bubble guts, put that shit in your pants.
The butterflies.
Yeah. So was there any particular reason you stopped class racing and started more mostly grudging or?
Yeah, it just cause it phased out. It just phased out. Class racing sort of like phased out. Plus, you know, I like the grudge racing more because, like I said, we raced on the street. Grudge racing was more, when it came to the track, it was, you know, I like that better than I did class racing.
Yeah, more
at least
fun.
I did.
To a certain extent.
Yeah.
Because I had a guy, me and this guy had a conversation, and he was telling me that, from his opinion, he think that most of the class racers that start grudging is because they just couldn't compete at a high level, you know, in the class race.
No, not really. Cause see, like I said, I'm what you want to call a low budget racer, grudge racing, class racing, whatever. Now I can do it, but can I maintain it? See, this year will be my 55 years in racing, of all sorts of racing. Now, could I maintain that if I had to continue to do what I was doing back then? I don't think so. So I did what I could do that I could live with, that I could go to work and work for and maintain. And that's where I stayed at. You got to get in a position where you can stay because you ain't going to be the best one. You ain't going to be the best all the time, and you ain't going to be. So I'm okay where I'm at. Because right now, the top guy out there, okay, right now, everybody looking at Herb and Mario. The next race, watch see, don't they get their ass tore up? Watch see.
Do they come from street racing or class racing?
street racing. Reverend, all of them, we all used to do street racing. And almost all of us street raced. I mean, that's why, you know, that's why a lot of us do this stuff. And that's why we think we're so tough as grudge racers, because we think we're still on the street and think we're tough. That's where most of us come from, street racing, because we always thought we was tough. You know, that's supposed to be, that's why back in the day, if you say you was a grudge racer, it meant something. Today, it don't mean shit. It don't mean shit now. You're a grudge racer, so what? Ha, ha, ha. Grudge race, class racing. Just say you're a racer. Just say I'm racing, if you want to be honest with yourself. And ain't no dominant, person in racing. No dominant. Professional, nowhere. Look at John Force. He ain't dominant no more.
Nah, unless you got a beard.
I mean, ain't no dominance in none of these sports no more. Back in the day, it used to be, but now everybody been caught up. Technology done made all this shit damn near equal now. They done made, you know, everybody got to run out a certain rule or something. They made it equal, and it ain't good. You can't cheat as much as you used to do back in the day. You got no dominance. No dominance in any motorsports right now. It's no dominance in no motorsports right now that I can remember, that I can think of.
So what did you learn most? One of the key things you learned when you was class racing that helps you in today's grudge racing?
Cutting the tree. I'm still good at that. I'm still damn good at the tree because it's just like muscle memory. You know, you do it so regularly, it's routine. I'm good on the tree, and I'm still good on the tree. Now, as I got older and I bet my own money, sometimes I'm not as good as I ought to be, because when you bet your own money, sometimes you be up there, I don't want to rely on my money, and it makes you hesitate sometimes. Back when I was class racing, if you didn't cut a damn 00 light or something, if you cut anything past a 20 light, you done lost. You had to cut anything below a 20 light. Yeah, you might want to shut down.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and I was in the area of class racing when they started coming out with them damn boxes and shit. So I couldn't afford it. Well, I didn't say I couldn't afford them. I just didn't want the boxes. I was beating the shit out of them boxes. I was cutting 005s, 006s, and 15 and 12 lights, but they was damn near cutting perfect light with them damn boxes back then. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
when they started doing all that shit and trans brakes and electric shifters and all that shit, then I just said, man, that shit ain't for me. See, because I'm the last joker that said I got forced into having an electric shifter. I used to, man, I don't want no damn electric shifter. I shift this by my damn hand. Man, you can be more consistent. You can do this here. Well, as the cars got faster and get looser, well, you ain't got time to reach down there and shift now. You better keep both hands on them damn wheels and try to steer that car. I'm one of the last person who ever wanted an electric shift in my car. I just shift it by my damn self. I didn't worry about no damn electric shift and shit.
Well, I got one more question for you, dog.
That's all right. But, hey, we love that, man. A lot of people learning. See how quiet they is? See how quiet they is? They learning. Come on with it, Rich.
All right. So you said you did street racing, class racing. Now I might have missed something, but I don't see you getting a lot of shootouts. Why is that?
I don't get in shootouts because normally I'm there. I work now. I don't have a car to put in the shootouts. I don't get in shootouts. Plus, I already know normally these shootouts. Now I'm gonna be honest with you. I can't compete with them. That's why you don't see me in a lot of shootouts. That's why I don't believe I can compete with the guys that's in them. But now when the all steel, all glass first come out. Well, you know it or not, I used to go down to Piedmont every week and get in there, you know. I used to be in them shootouts every week, and it all steel, all glass until they start. It doesn't mess that up now. You got to be damn near fast for the mother to get in there now. But I don't usually get in the shootouts because I'm normally working at the racetrack when I'm at the track, and I don't, you know, I be running the shootouts, so I don't normally get in them. Plus, I don't believe I can compete with, if they have a shootout and got, I'm going to say they got 16 cars. It's probably 9 of them in there I know I can't beat. So what the hell am I there going in there, getting in the way, throwing my money away, getting in there? Because, you know, sometimes you have to put up $100 or $200 to get in them. I don't see throwing my money away when I know I probably can't win. But, you know, if I ain't doing it, I will jump in there and try some shit, though. I will jump in there and try some shit, though.
Okay. Well, what about this, dog? I'm going to just throw this out there to you. Just listen to this before you shoot it down. So, say for instance, just like you got these shootouts, right? You got all steel, all glass, the 484s. Now, what if everybody, I'm going to just throw a number out there. If you had to put up $1,000, right? And the promoter going to put, just say, $5,000 on top. But each round you go to, whoever win that round, they get that $1,000 from the other person. Now, but you got to go to the next round, you got to put one of them thousand, at least one of them thousand back up.
Well, the next,
meaning,
that's
like
you
just
said
right
saying,
there.
Reggie, you ain't really saying nothing. You ain't really saying nothing. Because every time in them shootouts like that, when you got to put that thousand or 2,500 up, them guys bet more than that every round anyway. They bet anyway.
But what I'm saying is, now listen to what I'm saying. But say, for instance, you got some shootouts where people won't even get in because they feel like they can't compete.
Every round you win, you get some money. That's what you're saying.
Every round you win, you get some money.
They got shootouts like that. They got plenty of shootouts like that. Every round you go to, you win some money. They got shootouts like that. They got shootouts like that. Every round you go, you get an X amount of dollars. Yeah, they got shootouts like that. And yeah, that would make more people probably get in if they thought they had a better chance of getting money every time they win a race, every time they win a round. Yeah, they have shootouts like that. You don't hear about them because they ain't that much because people don't worry about it. Because normally on a shootout, if you got a just normal shootout at a normal race, you ain't got to put up maybe $100 or $200, and then you go for the pot. The promoter puts the money on top of the pot, so that's what they be shooting at. But they have had plenty of shootouts where you win money every time you win a round.
Yeah, I just thought maybe, some of these shootouts would get more cars in it.
Well, people are going to get in where they think they can win anyway. And the promoters are now smart enough to know to do the shootouts based on who they know how to do the shootouts and know how to get the most people in there. You know, that's why a lot of people put all that, don't put no big money for no shootout. I mean, no entry fee. Or they do a shootout, $5,000 free entry. See, people, if it's free entry, you get people to jump in there because, shit, it ain't nothing but a shakedown. If I win, I win. If I don't, I ain't lost shit.
You're right about that.
So they doing okay, Red. They doing okay. What else you got, bro? You got some pretty good questions there for some people that don't know. That's some good, regular spectator questions. That's some good questions you got there, bro.
Nah, that's all I got for you, dog. I'm gonna just continue.
You from North Carolina, ain't you?
Yes, sir.
Who's your favorite? I come up to North Carolina and knock off some regular guy. Any guy in my zip code, I come up there and slap the shit out of who up there in North Carolina that you might know. Who you know up there in North Carolina that race that you like? Give me some names up there, right quick. OTM coming in.
That I like or that I know. I live in Raleigh, so Lil Dale, that's my boy.
I came with that with his not his big car, but I came with that and beat his ass up there at P1. I didn't want to came there and kicked his ass. Who else you know?
I got my partner. He about to come out. He should be coming out this year.
We ain't talking about them. We got a bunch of them already on there. Brother D and Tim House them on there. We don't need nobody.
What about Larry McKenzie?
We don't need to get you out of him too.
Yeah.
But my favorite race is Mario and
Herb. Mario and Herb? Yeah, we figure that. You ain't got no lump in your jaw, do you?
Oh, no.
I thought maybe you had a lump in your jaw,
man.
Mario and Herb, as of right now, Mario and Herb is per se by quite a few that the baddest out there. As soon as they get out there and get the shit slapped out of them, they're gonna drop back down. That's why there's no dominant person out there. Right now, everybody on paper as of right now. In real let me tell you, I wanna say Mario and Herb right now is per se on the top of the ladder because they both went to the finals in the 4A4 shootout. Salt to B right now is considered the baddest thing out there right now on paper. Now, he ain't slapped nobody yet, so him and Joseph Wells finna go out there and race. They locked me in for March. Salt to B said he was going to gap Joseph Wells. Now, if he go out there and gap Joseph Wells, well, Mario and Herb ain't finna come out that porch. But I asked that question earlier, and Mario did say, you think I'm just sitting down? You think I ain't improving? So you never know. Ain't nobody dominant.
You don't like to talk that much about yourself, though. But how many guys out there that you know besides yourself are hopping his truck and pull his car 10, 12 hours by himself and go racing?
I mean, I know you don't like
nobody,
talking about yourself, but that's
I don't know for one mo. I don't know for one mo. That's my boy Tony Barnes. That's Tony Barnes. And I said Tony Barnes because, you know, when Jamie and Cowboy in prime time with them, they did it. They're about the only two that'll really do it like that, if you want to really be honest like that now. We about the only ones to do it. And like I said, I still go 10 or 12 hours to jump on a motherfucker ass. I still do it. I still do it today. I do it this week. I go down to Florida and slap somebody, go down to Bradenton. I come up to the DMV. I do it right now. I'll slap them or they'll slap me, put it that way, you know. I try something. I ain't scared to try nothing.
Yeah, that's impressive to me. I like that.
Well, you know, I mean, that's what we do. That's what if you're gonna run your mouth, you got to be able to back it up. Now, don't get me wrong. My win and loss record might not be as great. My win and loss record is not great because, like I said, I kind of try to do it by myself, and I might do some dumb races that people say I don't. And I don't really have a dedicated tuner. I don't have a dedicated tuner because still my old man set in my ways, and I don't play well with other people a lot. I don't play well with a lot of people. So come on, let Tim House come in here. Hold up, Reggie. Hold some of them questions because Tim House about to bust. He don't realize when we get new guests on that they supposed to take priority over the old guests. So come on, Tim, before you bust, Tim. Come on, before you bust.
I was just going to ask the panel, dog, like when Grandma used to get on you and she say, go out there and get me a switch.
And get me a switch.
There.
Get me a switch.
Oh, out there three?
What? Yes, sir. So what does that mean, dog?
Go out there. It wasn't even Grandma. My mama used to tell us to go out there and get a switch. Now, we used to go out there. It's a catch-22 position. It's a catch-22, kid. Tim, it's a catch-22. If you went and got a switch at first, we used to get a switch we know was going to break and wasn't whooping nothing. Okay, she whooped out her butt with that switch until we then tell us to go get another switch. So what I started doing when they told me to go get a switch, I at least got a switch that was in the middle of breaking and good so I can go and get one whooping and get it over with. Because you got a switch that broke quick, then you had to go get another and whoop your butt some more. If you get one that whooping,
the green
then
one.
You might get a long whooping. So I used to get a switch in between, kid.
You and Kid have answered correctly. That's why me and Brud D and Mudbone going to go out there and get the switch because somebody going to get their butt toe up. Believe that, dog.
Yeah. But see, you, Mudbone, and Brother D, y'all got the easy part done, and that's all y'all done got done, and that's the talking.
Oh, man.
Y'all track record don't back up y'all talk. So y'all don't hold no water. Y'all don't hold no water until y'all do something.
Like a broken down refrigerator.
Yeah. No, it broke down, kid. It's a refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
It's a refrigerator that ain't hooked up. It ain't broke down. It just ain't hooked up. It can't hold nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they got the easy part done. Now, see, now, if you get somebody like Herb the Ruler, Tony Bynes, Witt, and the boys like that, or some guys like that, that they talk, they hold a little bit more water than y'all because they known it. They known to get on somebody's butt. But Mudbone, Tim House, and Brother D, you put all three of them together, all you got is some watered-down soup. That's all you got, some watered-down soup. Ain't even got no noodles in it. Ain't even no noodles
in it. Lord, how much. Not the cream of chicken.
Now, hold up, Tim House. Let me put my disclaimer in there. If either one of y'all don't like what I said, tell them what they can do, kid.
Oh, man, do something about it.
Do something about it.
Don't say it again, kid. This day will be remembered. the word says, bring all things to your memory.
But D, they got me feeling good now. Wait, ask me some more questions. You got me talking good, man. I'm feeling good now. You got any more questions, Red? You got any more questions, baby?
Oh, I'm good.
I got one for you, dog.
Come on,
now, at the end of the month, they're going to be down in at Bradenton at the U.S. Nationals.
Yeah.
They're going to have some no time racing down there. Now, my question is, the fans. Now they're going to have some cars down there showing ETs and stuff and this, that, and the other.
Right.
Now, what those no time fans? What they going to do? They going to when the
what,
the ET,
what,
you know the
Well, kid, when you said no-time fans.
Yeah.
Go ahead. No-time fans,
no
kid,
time,
it all depends.
Go ahead.
All they want to do is see, we are no-time pros. You got no-time fans.
Mm-hmm.
All they want to do is see racing. They don't give a damn whether you're showing the boat or you ain't showing the boat. All they want to do is see two cars going down the road.
That's me.
Mm-hmm.
That's me.
Cal City, what's your one button for you? Yeah, go ahead, kid.
I was wondering if those no-time fans, would they go and sit in their cars and so other people can have, you know, a better seats and shit.
Yeah, I don't know, kid. I'm finna cue my song up, though. I'm finna cue it up.
You calling them baby, cause I'm a dog. I'm genuine. I'm K-9. I'm
pedigree. I'm pedigree, baby. Come on in there. Cal City, what you want, Cal?
I was going to ask the kid, but you said the same thing I was going to say.
Yeah.
Hey, Tony Bond, I saw it. I hope I do. Well, I'm from the north. I got to go with the cop from the north.
But hold on. Let me talk to D for 1 second. Brother D. I want to talk to Brother D. Tell him after all that shit that has been done, tell him what we're going to do at the 661, D. Tell him what we're going to do, D, at the 661.
You back friends. I'm back in love with you at 661. I'm kind of keen to the 660.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Hey, man, I don't dislike no man in racing at 661.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Willie Dog.
Hey, Cal City. Yeah, somebody call me. Yeah, come on. Yeah, Flop.
This
Flop.
Come on, Flop.
What's this Ricky gonna put up talking about a slap in the face to no time racers?
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
What was he talking about?
Let me get him on the phone and ask him, because somebody else asked me that.
Because I was gonna call the police, Flop. I thought somebody had slapped him or something.
I'm not really sure why I get blamed for everything. It's not a favor that asked me to add things. I already have over $100,000 in payout every time somebody asks me to add a class. I don't have the extra money to throw at it. It would be great to find a sponsor for this class. Oh, they must be Don Long. He must be talking about Don Long.
Yo,
what up? No money on their class or something.
Oh, okay. Okay, kid, you notice how ever since Dog said, let me open Cal City, Mike, Tim Houston, went and hide.
Oh, come on, Flop.
My brother had a room here. He probably asked me for him.
You can dig up any old excuse. And I'm here where Big Red had, and somebody had.
Hey, Red, it's not Cal City. Brother D, Cal City is the quiet one. It's Mr. Gordon, the Tim House. Mr. Gordon, the Tim House. Let me see if I can get Ricky on there to tell us what's going on, man.
See, one thing about my brother, I had to work with him a little bit. So I got him where he needs to be. You know, hold to your plan.
Y'all hold up. Ricky, everybody asking what's going on with Ricky. Is you and Donald Long fighting? Tell us what you mean you got a slap.
I just got off the phone with Donald Long. I just got off the phone with Donald Long. We had a really good conversation.
Uh-huh.
Going to be a new no-time class at Donald Long's race. With sponsorship and all.
Right.
Instead of 100% payback.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let everybody know what 100% payback is, man.
It means everybody puts in, and that's what it is. Ain't nothing put on top of the pot.
Mm-hmm. I know him and Wes Buck was talking earlier.
So what was the problem with you and Donald in the beginning, though, when you keep saying somebody slapped you, it's a slap in the face? What you meant by that, Ricky?
Yeah.
To say, hey, we're going to have a no-time race at our race, and it's 100% payback. So all you no-time racers, y'all are not good enough for us to put anything on the pot. Y'all just come put in the pot and then whatever.
So that's what you mean?
That's what it feels like to me. They're going to have to do They don't have to come off some money. Are we going to change the name of the class and everything?
That's what you meant by the slap in the face. Okay.
Yeah, slap in the damn face. Right. But that's what index racers get. Index racers get 100% payback.
I hear you, Ricky.
Good point.
Me and Donald Long had a good conversation. Me and Jay Barnes had a good conversation with Donald Long. Andy Mack was on the phone. A couple others were on the phone. A really good conversation with Donald. We're going to have another conversation tomorrow.
Yeah, he was. He had a hell of a conversation with Wes Buck today. Yep.
There you have it. The Salty Bitch Crew. Not only being an innovator on the track, but off the track, behind the scenes as well, to try to grow the sport.
If we won't take up for ourselves, nobody else is going to.
Good point, Rick.
If they're going to use you to put on a show, you're going to make them pay for it. That's what you're basically saying, Ricky?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You're 100% right. You see them classes called Summit Pro 275 class? Summit paid to be called that. If you're going to have a class and it's going to be your name, you're going to need to pay for it.
Good point.
I agree, Ricky. I agree. Do the report, boy. Way to stand up. Anybody else will stand up with you?
Well, I don't know about that, but so far, some of them has. I don't know if they all will, but so far, they all have.
Well, Ricky, besides that going on, anybody want to know about
Joseph Wells.
Joseph Wells.
Yeah. Yeah, they got that locked in today while I was at work.
That
was a good deal. Me and Frankie had a conversation on here about April, but March is actually before April, so they went ahead and got that locked in for March 17th at Steele, Alabama.
Steele.
We'll both be ready and fresh, and should be a good race.
All right. No problem. Y'all talk. I got to make a phone call. I just got a damn phone call about that same shit we were talking about. Ricky, I don't know.
Yes, sir.
What color is the car going to be, Rick?
It's going to be gray. It's going to be the same color.
Oh, okay.
It had five paint jobs on it. We had to get rid of all them paint jobs it had on it.
How many cars they trying to have in the shootout, Rick?
Which one?
No time.
At the March race?
Yeah. March race.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're going to be a bunch there, I imagine. That probably be like last year, probably about 30 plus. We had 35 last year. So I imagine they're going to be that many this year.
Lead foot gray.
I
just clicked back on the phone line. I thought I heard you talking about that race you locked in. About the Joseph Wells race?
Yeah. We locked in 17.
Why you being so nice, man? Talk to him like you talked to them fucking turbo queers, man.
I like Frankie, and even though me and Marquise, we talk greasy to each other every morning about 8 o'clock Eastern time. Me and Marquise is talking real greasy to each other, but at the end of the day, we good friends and stuff. But yeah, I plan on cutting his head off, and I think it's gonna probably. We'll probably win by about a car, maybe a car and a fender, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
They might be space. I mean, I plan on ripping their head off.
Damn.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah,
I'm sure they plan on trying to do the same to us. We're going to try to kill each other out there. It's going to be a murder.
Like like Brother D said, y'all can get to be friends again at 661.
Oh, yeah. Oh, heck yeah. Mm-hmm. They good people. But we want to.
Ricky Stan, bro, I didn't know y'all was still on the goddamn. You can go ahead and finish your thing. Jay Barnes just told me y'all still on the band. You over there talking with him and some old people there. So you know
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, ain't no problem. I'll switch back up in just a second. Okay, man. I'll switch back up.
All right, bro. Yeah.
I like the Leadfoot gray Corvette. I like the Leadfoot gray Corvette.
Oh, man.
Be gentle, Block. Be gentle, okay? Come on, man. Tim House, get out the way.
You're about to get rolled on.
You going to get rolled on, Tim House. Don't be nice now talking about being gentle. Well, I think it ought to be real good for the vet. But it might not be good for you because we're going to try to get your money, Flop. We're going to try to get your money now. Man, please. Stay at home and be happy, Tim. Leave me alone.
Hey, Doc.
Yeah, talk to me.
I know I got another question for you.
Come on with it, baby.
If you call it the clear and you the DP, where do you stand?
I stand one car length from the finish line. I stand one car length back from the finish line. Brother B, quick send me this blue shit, please.
Approximately 15 feet.
I stand a car length back from the finish line. That is the finish line for the guy that's getting it clear. I ought to be able to see the finish line, see where this other guy at, and see who get there first. If the guy gets to me right there before the other guy gets to his finish line, then that means he didn't clear.
Doesn't matter what side.
Yeah, I'm gonna get on the side that the man is getting it clear. I'm gonna get on his side. I'm going to get on the car that's getting it clear. I'm going to get on his side. I'm going to have a car length back from that, and that's where I'm going to be for his finish line. If he get there before the other guy get to the finish line that's getting it break, then he didn't clear him. And believe it or not, you can unless it's razor close, if it's razor close, that means he didn't clear him no way. But if the other guy get there to that finish line first, that means he didn't get clear. So it's going to be still a judgment call, but you can see it better right there. That's going to be the best position you have. But you really need a camera that's pointed straight across the track. But you need it pointed straight across the track so you can know where both of them are at the same time, and that way you can get it and slow it down too. Talk to me. It ain't hard enough, I don't know. I'm almost like Brother D. I ain't never wrong, but I don't know. Anyway, however you say that bullshit. Who that got that wrong noise, right?
Always right, but he never wrong. He ain't always right, but he never wrong.
Right. Somebody got some wrong noise, and you put your phone on mute unless you're talking. If you're talking, I can take the wrong noise, but if you ain't talking, just mute your phone until you talk. Thank you. Appreciate you, baby. What else, man? Hey Ricky, we good if you gotta go, Ricky. Go ahead on. I know I supposed to be on that conversation, but I was on the show. They called me, but I couldn't go because I was on the show. Hey, Ricky might have clicked over. He back and forth. They still over there talking, not with Donald Long, but they still.
Will you be doing any more announcing at the Duke races?
I don't know, Flop. Lately he been talking to me, but he ain't been saying that, and he ain't been having no time classes. So you know. They only call me when they think it's beneficial for me to sue stuff down, to be honest with you. I'm going to be honest if you want to be honest. Mm-hmm. I ain't no fool, you know. They use me when it's convenient. But, see, as long as they pay me for that convenience, I'm okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. Good point.
The road noise is gone.
It's gone.
That's because Flop closed his wallet. Because then we can take all that money. Don't be kind of worried about that. That's your big old behind doing all that deep breathing because he's here in Cal City.
Oh, man.
You got nerves going on.
Yeah, just go on.
All I have to do is say, Mr. Gordon, and you'll disappear.
Go on mute, Bro Tim. We know what's in store, Bro Tim. Go on mute. We know what's in store.
Yeah. So I don't know what I'm going to be doing it or not, though. But I'm going to tell you the truth, Flop. If I don't be doing it, I still might go if I think it's a good lineup. But I think I'll be doing it. But, you know, I don't want to send in because, see, I don't – with me announcing, Flop, I don't call nobody to announce their show because I don't want them to expect – and I give them more than they – I give them more than they announce. See, I just pull announce. I'll be running the shootouts, running the police, running the stage. Man, they be killing me, man. But, you know, I like being in the mix, so I just go ahead and do it, though. Some people appreciate me, some don't. Either way it go, I'm going to be okay. That's why I can be an asshole the way I am, Flop, because the little money they pay me, I don't miss that shit nowhere if they didn't pay me. So it ain't no big deal. If they don't pay me, they got to pay somebody else to do that. They just like right now, they got to pay somebody to run the staging lane. They might have to pay somebody to run the damn – they might have to pay somebody to run their shootouts or they do it themselves, and they got to pay somebody to now. So that, I'm 3-1 right there. I'm 3-1 right there.
Not the 3-1, all.
So are you going to continue that, though, after you stop racing? Or are you going to just sit back
I never said I was going to stop racing. I said I was just going to cut back. I'm not going to really technically stop racing until I can't physically do it. I'm just going to cut back a lot. I'm getting tired quicker than I normally do. I get tired quicker than I normally do, so I know I need to cut back some. That's
all.
What you mean? When you say
I don't think I'll never stop racing until I can't do it. See, because I done had several people in several cars, and I don't mind putting somebody in a car that I got. But then if they get in the car and can't do no better than I'm doing, I'm saying, shit, I might really just spend them a damn self.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I put people in cars and they start thinking they betting this here. See, it seems like everybody want to be betting the next person. I don't try to compete against nobody trying to be betting nobody else. I just do what I do and let them do what they do. But everybody seem to want to be the top alpha male. I'm not that type of person.
Mm-hmm.
I just do what I do. I just do what I do. If that make any sense to you, if you know what I mean. If you ask Flop, he probably can explain what I'm saying better than he can. He's like, now, if Flop won't, if I got a car, you know, Flop can drive it. I don't care. If long as Flop can drive, I don't care. You can drive it. I don't care. If I think I can make me some money with whoever driving, I don't care. I try to teach anybody I can anything I know about this racing stuff. I know the older you get, you can say what you want. You lose your reflexes. You lose your eyesight. You slow down. It's just like smoking weed. You don't think you slow down, but you slow down. And I know this.
Mm-hmm.
I know this.
So
but if
you're
good
you,
at it.
You better get you some insurance on your money because Flop definitely going to go to sleep. You know that.
Well, it don't make no difference. If me and Flop, okay. If I think Flop can whoop your butt, I'm betting it at the quarter I can bet with Flop. If Flop lose, that's one thing about me and Flop. I got to say, we didn't collaborate together. If we win, we win. If we lose, we lose. And neither one of us lost no sleep over.
Yeah, Tim. So stop being a little jealous and envious because he calling my name, Kim, because that's what you're doing.
Now, Flop, I got a question for you, Flop.
Wait, let me finish before you get back to Flop. See, Flop the kind of joker that I can race against or with because Flop understands both sides of it, and from what I done seen, he didn't get mad either way. I done been flopping against Flop. If Flop is a good asset to me, Flop is a good asset to me, kid, because he studied me. And Flop can help me. I don't usually let nobody help me. Flop helps me, but he don't get in my way. He don't get in my way.
Mm-hmm.
So anytime a joker can help me and not get in my way, that means he doesn't study me and know what I need and what I don't need. He do safety checks on me and ask me, dog, you done did this, you done did this, such and such stuff. This, yeah. All I got to do is say, yeah, Flop. But he doesn't study me, and he know not to get in my way. He can still ask me, and he know how to ask me. Well, I don't get mad at Flop. He don't be in my way.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time, it's just standing in a near proximity and waiting for him to ask you to do something, not volunteering.
Exactly.
Because when you work alone and used to doing alone, you're really doing your own self-checks.
Mm-hmm.
Well said.
I got a question for you. Now, just because Cal City Cal and Chuck stay close to 94, you trying to tell me, Tim, how better not be caught on 94 going in either direction?
The man gonna find a new route down south, man.
Come on, man.
He's gonna find a new route down south, man.
Oh, man.
Let me tell you what's going to happen to you. No, I mean, let me tell you what's going to happen, kid. Let me tell you what's going to happen. Brother D is going to come out there with the Buick because that's my boy.
Mm-hmm.
Brother D is my boy.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody know that. I'm going to beat the
mm-hmm.
shit out of him. Then I'm going to teach him. Me and Brother D got a brotherly relationship, as far as I'm concerned. We got a brotherly relationship. Me and Flop
mm-hmm.
got a more of a racing brotherly relationship. If they go at each
mm-hmm.
other, I'm gonna bag out of it on both sides. I'm gonna bag out. I'm telling you right now, kid. I'm gonna bag out of it now.
Hey, kid.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna bag out of
yeah.
it. They got yep. they got a better chance of dropping a cat on his back.
That's hard to do. Oh, drop a cat on his back.
Better chance of dropping a cat on his back.
Oh, he's always
going to
land on the
feet.
Your son told me, said, Brother D is one hard-head brother. I got to admit, your son know you. You one hard-head joker. You don't believe. You don't believe.
Yeah. That's hard, that D.
Now, kid, hold up, kid, you, I'm going to show you how smart he is now. Let me show you how smart he is and how smart he ain't. He telling the 100% truth. It's hard to drop a cat on his back. But, kid, can't you throw a damn cat on his back, though? Can't you throw a cat on his back?
Nope.
You slam that damn cat on his back. You can slam a cat. Yeah, you
nope.
can. You
nope.
can slam a cat on his back. Yeah, you can.
Nope.
Well, you can. Okay.
Nah.
Okay, watch it.
I didn't say it was impossible.
When you get that Buick,
I said he got.
Hey, when you get that Buick, pretend like you're a cat. Then pretend like you're a cat.
You hear what I said?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna draw some law and order to this town, and many more to come along with it. It ain't gonna be much longer. Time is winding right on up, and they don't even know it.
Too close.
Around here talking crazy.
Too close.
That's right. You know, my mama told me when I was a kid, my mama said,
mm-hmm.
boy, out of three, I came in between two sisters, right? My
mm-hmm.
mama said, boy, out of my three kids, she said, you the most hard-headed kid I got.
Mm-hmm.
And that's staying true to this very day. You never know if people told me to put a Chevy in, put a Ford in, a Dodge in. I'm going to bring
mm-hmm.
some law and order to this town, kid.
Oh,
I'm
man.
Tired of these people talking crazy, crazy.
Hold on,
baby. Crazy.
Brother, you can't talk too much. Kid, you got to help
yeah.
Brother D out now. What they say about a hard-head kid? A hard-head make a what?
Oh, man, not a soft ass.
Well, you know, in my case, I never had
mm-hmm.
that much nowhere, so I had to keep it hard.
Yeah, good point, good
I
point.
I had to keep it hard for a long
mm-hmm.
time, kid.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, show these jokers how to get to the 660 very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
My main thing is, what's going to happen to Tim House when we slap the shit out of B? What's going to happen to Tim House? That's what I want to know. That's my main thing. What's going to happen then?
Oh, man, not
the
Michael Jackson. He's
going to do a step. He's going to step up and get revenge. He'll step up and get revenge for his little brother. That's all. Big Red coming to a town near you. And she's going to
mm-hmm.
be very disrespectful when she get there.
Mm-hmm.
Very
don't make me adopt Chuck, man. Don't make me adopt Chuck because I don't like Chuck. Don't make me adopt Chuck.
Man.
Big Red, I will say again, Big Red coming to a town near you. And she's going to be very, very, very disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very disrespectful. Come wrestle with Lord. All these people around this kid care. This camp, kid. People out of order. Put these jokers back in order, kid. Kid,
mm-hmm.
they don't understand, kid. I gave boys the flux at 13-20. And
mm-hmm.
now you're going to tell me they're going half the distance, kid.
You're really going to be rough. I hate
you.
I had a 513 in, I had a 514 in going 1320. I was having to put a 650 in this time, kid.
Oh, man.
660.
I told him we didn't want to go to the biblical term, but forgive them, Lord, for he know not what he did.
Oh, man.
Good gosh, boy. He'll say he don't want to go to the biblical term. You know, Baal had 450 witnesses, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't he? The Lord had one young man for him. He said he called on the fire all day long, didn't he? He said, "No,
I'm
gonna
kill him a theme song.
Just remember this day. Don't forget this day. Make sure you write it down. I know I really put it in my account and notes. It's already here. Writing this day back up. I said, do you remember when I tried my big brother Lisa, I said, do you remember this day on your show? Let me play it back for you.
Hey, don't worry about it, Brother B.
I found me an old eight track and a cassette at the flea market a few weeks ago, right? And as I was walking around, I found this guy. He had some old cassettes. And one of the ones I found was, I ain't going to even tell you, Keith. If I tell you, I ain't going to tell you.
Oh, man.
I can't do that.
Look at it.
I found it. I ain't going to tell you.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right.
Well, look at it, man. Not to try to cut y'all off, but we didn't have a pretty good old conversation today. We ain't had no fighting, no fussing, and had a good prayer hour and everything. So anybody got anything? If you don't, we're gonna get over out of here on a good note tonight. We ain't nobody fighting. Nobody trying to kill nobody. Anybody got anything they want to say? Anybody got anything they want to put out? Anybody? All right, nobody? Brother D, give us a shout when they get us out of here, Brother D. A shout when they get us out of here. We're going to start doing that.
Man.
Give us a shout when they get us out of here. Much love to you, my brother. Much love.
Amen. Amen. Love you, bro. Amen. Father God, we come before you this evening. Father, we want to thank you for allowing us to come together. Fellowship ye one with another. We thank you for showing up in our service today, Lord. Thank you for blessing us. We ask that you continue to keep us, Lord Jesus. Continue to give us strength to go forth. Continue, Father, give us more love. For you said in your word, there's no greater love than a man who laid out his life for his brother. We ask that you continue to bless and that we love our brothers. Father, we ask that you just continue to touch in a mighty way. Lord, these blessings among men, and we ask your darling son, Jesus' name, that if our hearts say amen, amen. Amen.